per household. Go to freelaptopreward.com. Freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
An Olympic gold medalist.
Marion Jones has won the 100-meter dash.
Admits to using steroids. Idaho Senator Larry Craig won't resign.
The three-term Republican says he's going to stick around.
Fewer seats, higher fares.
What's drastically changed is the size of the airplanes.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. All along, she's been adamant.
I have never, ever used performance-enhancing drugs.
But now reports say track star Marion Jones is admitting that steroids were part of the life she led. This afternoon, the Olympic gold medalist is expected in a suburban New York federal court where she will enter a guilty plea to steroid charges. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
They're set. And this time it's a fair start. And quickly, Marion Jones is in front.
Marion Jones won the women's 100-meter dash, followed a few days later by the 200-meter dash.
50 meters to go. Well in front. Not being challenged. Marion Jones has won gold medal number two.
Now those gold medals could be taken away. Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
I personally believe that they should take away her medal.
7 years ago, Marion Jones was elated.
It's been 19 years of hard work. I wish I can communicate to you a little bit better just how special it is.
Today, a contrite Marion Jones is set to plead guilty. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
He's not going anywhere, and they can't make him. Senate Republicans are fuming over Larry Craig's decision to serve out his term despite his embroilment in an embarrassing sex sting. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
Idaho's governor had already chosen a replacement to appoint, and Republican leaders had done everything but change the locks on his door when Larry Craig decided he would stay. Still claiming he is innocent in the airport sex sting he pled guilty in, Craig also must now face ethics charges filed by his own Republican leaders in their zeal to get rid of him. They're obviously embarrassed by this and fear it will damage the party politically, but with Craig determined to serve out his term, there isn't a lot more they can do.
A bloody end to a deadly standoff. Police in Alexandria, Louisiana, early this morning killed a gunman who'd been holed up in a law office since he shot two people to death and wounded three others yesterday.
There was shots fired at officers until the very end.
Alexandria Mayor Jacques Roy, the gunman's identified as 63-year-old John Ashley, a retired city maintenance worker. Authorities say they don't know what led to the incident. With Thanksgiving less than 2 months away, some travelers may have less to be thankful for if they wait too long to buy their airline tickets for the holiday. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes has more.
Agnes Ludwikowski got a shock this week while booking two round-trip tickets from D.C. to Denver. One for this month for $375 and another for Thanksgiving.
We looked at the prices and it jumped up to $691, same exact flight, and just 1 month later.
Double the price.
Limited availability.
Very limited. From, you know, according to the travel website FareCompare.com, U.S. Airways will have 18,000 fewer seats on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving than they did last November. Northwest, 11,300 fewer. Continental, 9,500. United, 9,200.
Among the most affected cities, Detroit, Washington, and Minneapolis. The message is apparently getting through to store owners. Don't sell smokes to minors. We're live in Washington this morning with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick. Government-mandated cigarette sales stings are paying off. The level of sales to young decoy buyers dropped to just under 11% last year. That's the lowest rate since this effort started about 10 years ago. It's against the law, of course, to sell tobacco products to anyone under age 18. An estimated 3,000 young people still start smoking every day, and a third of them will die from smoking-related illnesses, Nick.
What's for lunch?
Good to go.
But Campbell's is recalling more than 72,000 cans of its chunky baked potato with
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The student editor of the Colorado State University newspaper will be allowed to keep his job. CSU's Board of Student Communications meeting last night to discuss the paper's use of an obscenity in that four-word editorial about President Bush. The board ruled that David McSwain did violate the paper's code of ethics, but they voted to to admonish him for it.
By definition, the September 21st editorial was an expression of opinion, which we regard as protected by the First Amendment.
The board president says that's the mildest punishment McSwain could have gotten. A federal investigation into the fire that killed five workers at a power plant in Georgetown could take months to complete. Governor Ritter was out there yesterday.
These are working men who, go to work every day and apply a trade that they have. And I think the overwhelming reaction I had is one of sadness to think that they were put in harm's way.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is focusing on working conditions and safety procedures inside the plant tunnel where those workers died. Democrat Mark Udall and Republican Bob Schaefer, apparently in a close race for the seat being held by retiring Republican Senator Wayne Allard. According to pollster Floyd Cerulli, Udall's got 36% of voter support, Schaefer 35%, 9% hoping somebody else will join the race. 21% still can't make up their minds. And the relentless Colorado Rockies are playing like champions. Kaz Matsui hit his first career grand slam, driving in five runs, leading the Rocks over the Phillies 10-5. That gives the Rocks a 2-0 lead in their best-of-five NL playoff series, which moves to Coors Field tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, with the exception of a little busier traffic than we normally have on Friday, we're in good shape. No wrecks and no problems to worry about as you make your way toward highways. Of course, southbound I-25 filling in nicely through Thornton and North Glen. We also have that ramp from Wolfensburger to northbound I-25 still shut down. Looks like it's going to be that way until at least Monday. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny and windy day with a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little warmer at 53. And
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
It's going to be 86. It's going to be pretty nice. And the only day this weekend which is going to be a drag is going to be Sunday. Chance of showers, a high of 55. And then Sunday night, isolated showers and a low of around 38. And Columbus Day, which is a holiday for a lot of people, not us, high of 62. And I never did deal with the subject of the Columbus Day parade and the protests that go on there. You know what I wanted to say yesterday about it was, I wanted to say this. In the illegal immigration debate and in the immigration debate, what I keep hearing from people all the time is this. I keep hearing this statement. Why do they have to have Cinco de Mayo? Why do they have to fly Mexican flags? Why can't they just become Americans? Well, all right. Why don't we apply the same standard to the Christopher Columbus Day parade and call it off? Right? It's an Italian heritage thing. Give it up. We've got Denver Bronco tickets to give away this morning. The Denver Broncos are going to be hosting the San Diego Chargers. That's coming up this Sunday at 2:15. What, the Broncos are going to be in town? The Rockies, who won yesterday, are going to be in town? It's going to be a madhouse downtown. I'm fleeing south for the entire day Sunday, so I don't have to deal with it. I'm not going to do the whole be the first person thing, because we're not going to do it till 7:30. So 7:30, you got to answer a trivia question. You go to see the Broncos, and you can be in the midst of all of that playoff madness and also Bronco football madness and... Maybe we should go out to Invesco Field, which I still call Bronco Stadium. Maybe we should go out to Invesco Field and hold a rally to pay the legal fees of Travis Henry, who got busted for pot. Which is, this guy, look how much money it was at stake. Now, you got to ask yourself. Okay? You just got to ask yourself. And John's shaking his head in there. You got to ask yourself, would you gamble on a $22.5 million contract, including $12 million in bonuses? Would you do that, including a clause in there that says that he has to repay $6 million of the signing bonus to smoke a joint?
Idiot.
Would you give up that much money to smoke?
Man,
to
if
get
I was
high?
Making that much money, I would fly so straight. I'd be the biggest square, you know. I'd be so boring.
Yeah, me too. Where's that song we used to have?
Which one?
The one you used to play all the time. I want to get high. Do we still have that? I just want to get high. Because if we have it, we should play it for Travis Henry. No, not I smoke two joints in the morning. The other one that used to play, where the guy's singing about how I want to get high. I just want to get high. Can you find that? If you can't find it, it's okay. We can play the smoke two joints song, too. Or what's the other one by the Holy Mogul? I can't think of their name. The Holy Mogul Rounders or whatever it is. About don't bogart that joint, my friend, pass it over to me.
I'm having a hard time remembering that one, but this is always a classic.
Yeah, turn that up a little bit. This for you, Patrick Henry. 22.5 down the Travis Henry, 22.5 Travis down the tubes, or in the pipe, or in the zigzag paper. Unbelievable. Now, who's to say that he's guilty? Because I guess we got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's his second violation, right?
Yeah. League sources said Henry filed a lawsuit September 20th in Suffolk County, New York Supreme Court, attempting to get a restraining order that prevented the league from using a urine specimen against him and making the test results public.
You know how I knew this story broke yesterday? I was kind of messing with my fantasy football lineup for this weekend, and I saw somebody drop Travis Henry and picked up Broncos running back Selvin Young. I was like, that's kind of odd. Why would you drop Travis Henry? He's their star running back. And then I went to the Denver Post and saw that he'd gotten busted. So,
well. It's stupid, too. You know what? It's stupid to, like, throw your career away for a joint, but it's also stupid for us to have this phobia about marijuana. I've talked about this before. It's just dumb. All right, coming up this morning on the show, 7:30, we'll be joined by Senator Ken Salazar. We're going to talk to him about three things. One, President Bush's veto of the S-CHIP legislation. Two, his thoughts on Rush Limbaugh and the phony soldiers comment, which Limbaugh, of course, continues now to spin himself deeper into a hole by once again lying to his faithful listeners about calling or insinuating that this guy McGruff or whatever his name is, the veteran, the Iraqi veteran and Afghanistan veteran and winner of the Purple Heart and also the Bronze Star, that he said that he wasn't a suicide bomber. We have he didn't come out and say that he was, but the metaphor he used indicated that you'd think of a suicide bomber. So Limbaugh's now not denying that one. We'll ask Senator Salazar about that. Coming up at 7:45, Representative Ed Perlmutter from Colorado's 7th Congressional District. We'll ask him about S-CHIP. We'll ask him about war funding, and we'll ask him about Limbaugh. Christy Harvey comes up at 8 o'clock from the Center for American Progress. And then at 8:30, a story that most people in the media are not going to ever cover. They're not going to ever cover this. And you got to go to the Los Angeles Times to see this story. This is a story about how yet another federal agency, which is supposed to be acting on your behalf and is supposed to be an impartial referee between the public interest and the interest of business, has been caught screwing around. And that's the FCC, accused of unfairly aiding some firms. And a lot of people I've talked to in the broadcast industry who read this story, they all come back with the same response. It just makes them sick. So here's yet another government agency that's supposed to arbitrate and advocate and vote on your behalf or in your interests, and they're nailed again. We got another one. And I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, and this is really true. Now, this is 30 years ago. When I worked on the border, we used to laugh at the Mexican government because the mordida, the bite, the graft was so bad that the Mexican government was dysfunctional at times, and we would laugh. Now, here we are 30 years later, and look how many government agencies have been caught not acting in the public interest. By the way, not acting in the public interest, I'll also ask Ken Salazar and Ed Perlmutter, too, about the information that came out yesterday, which we touched on just briefly, about this administration saying they were out of the torture business, and now it looks like they had a secret memo and that they were operating, they were torturing people, basically. Waterboarding, slapping them, So we were being told one thing in public, and then something else was going on in private. And I'll ask him about all that. But back to the FCC and federal agencies. So now you can understand why it is people have no trust in the government. This is a perfect example once again, because the FCC oversees so many things. It oversees this. It oversees your cell phone spectrum. If it goes through the air, if it's transmitted, the FCC is involved. And here they are tipping off lobbyists and their friends in industry about crucial votes that are coming up. And what this means is that if you're up there lobbying in the public interest and you don't know the votes are coming up, you don't get in on any of the lobbying. And the money private interests get there first. Oh, my God, are we underway for another humorless Friday? But it's true and it's bad. It's definitely true and it's definitely bad. All right, and in between all of these folks coming on the show, we'll do open phones like we normally do. Now, what does this mean? This means that you get up off your half moons and you call me at 303-713-7600. And you talk about anything that's eating at you. Or anything you want to joke around about. Or anything that may be on your mind. That's what you do. I want you to respond to me at 303-713-7600. And you know what will happen if I don't get any calls? Well, we have MacArthur Park all ready to go. Or we'll find something else equally as torturous. You know, the CIA could have just used that as torture. Or maybe a Bette Midler song or something. And play that over and over again. That would get me to give up anything. Or, and this is one of the reasons why torture doesn't work, it would cause me to make things up. If you just stop playing that music and leave me alone. All right, 303-713-7600. And do we have any phone calls? No, we don't. Uh-oh. The cake was left out in the rain. Somebody baked a cake and left it out in the rain. We might have to go there. I don't want to. I don't want to be, yeah, there we go. I don't want to be like the, I don't want to threaten the nuclear option, but we may have to invoke the nuclear option, and we'll just play this over and over and over until you get concerned, get plugged in, and start caring. Because this format and this show and all the shows on this radio station are basically, whether you agree or disagree, are basically a gift. And if you don't take advantage of it, it just makes...
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy. And who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
Vehicles, and there were people out there that were saving. And there's no reason why you can't do the same thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't go anywhere else. There are tons of places to shop. You know something I found out about Rockies, too? I want to throw this in real quick. Here's something that I found out about them. Very few dealerships do this. Very few car stores do it, but Rockies does it. You know, if you go out there and even if you just look at a car and or a truck or an SUV and you don't decide to buy, do you know they'll call you and thank you for coming out there? Because their key to success is getting repeat customers. That's why the customer's number one at Rockies. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah. No phone calls. Working virtually in the dark. So what the hell? Nobody wants to call in? Fine. How about this?
Rain was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step
the most overdramatic, lush pop record ever cut. Richard Harris.
Between the parted pages, and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants.
Well, nobody's calling in. I might get to hear the whole version of this.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the
I don't know, the kid radio play this in Denver?
Down. Someone left the cake out in the rain.
I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
Oh, no! Oh, okay, well, that's torture enough for anybody. Let's go to the phones, because we got a couple of people hanging on, and I don't want to be mean to them. Let's go to Marissa, who's been hanging on in Denver. Hi, Marissa. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
Oh, cool.
I heard your talk of torture, and I was thinking that I'd like to touch on the subject of our military testing. I have a cousin in the Army who's now over in Iraq for the second time, and when they signed the document that basically signs their life away, they shouldn't have to be tested with military drugs, for example, anthrax, which has killed a few of our people. And Bill Clinton signed an act giving that authorization. And I wonder if it's fair for me to say that because Hillary and Clinton are married, and I'm married, and I share a lot of the same viewpoints as my husband, and my husband the same as me, is it fair for me to say that I don't want to vote for her because he's so close to her and so close to that position?
No, I think that is fair, because I've been wrestling with the same problem. So you and I are basically going through the same struggle. If she does get the nomination, I have some of the same concerns that you do. And most notably, my biggest concern, which I've talked about on the air, and I'll bring it up again, is the fact that Bill Clinton and Al Gore put us where we are as far as the broadcasting industry goes, with the Telecom Act of 96, because they signed it. And, yeah, I have those same concerns that you do. So is there ever going to be any reform in this area if Hillary Clinton becomes the president of the United States? I don't know. Will she block it? Will she look into it? I don't have any idea. And will she? How much of his influence will she take? I have exactly the same problem.
I think I should ask her this question.
I think everybody should ask her this question. I mean, obviously he's going to have some input. And in some areas, there's nothing wrong with that, because in some areas, he really knows what he's doing. And I think his heart's always been in the right place. I just think he's made some critical mistakes. And then the thing that irritates me is that he and Al Gore, who I also like, I mean, they run around and act as if they can't figure out why things are the way they are when they were enablers and they put us in this position.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's got to ask themselves that question. I mean, there's a good and a bad side of Bill Clinton, just like there's a good and a bad side of everybody. And you got to ask yourself how much of that you want.
I don't want it.
Well, then the best thing for you to do is when caucus time comes here in Colorado, that you go to your caucus and that you choose somebody else. Who else out there looks attractive to you?
You know, I was going to say Kucinich. When he talks, I really, really like the guy, and I talk about him with the people that I work with, and they say, yeah, we really like him, but he has no chance in hell. And that's, with all of us having that kind of attitude, then he doesn't. But if we were to all vote for who we really, truly believe in, then maybe we'd be all right.
Then when you go to the caucus, cast your caucus vote for Kucinich. I mean, for me, it's Edwards, but...
is that because he has a chance?
No, I like what he has to say. I think he's blunt, and I like his feelings and his statements about things, and I think he delineates himself from the others, and I like his feelings about health care. I like his feelings about Iraq, and I like his feelings about legal representation and the law, and I think that he's very, very plain-spoken, and I really am impressed with him, and I really, really like him. Now maybe it's a bad choice on my part. I don't know.
No, I like him. I liked him the first time you ran. Hey, sweetheart. I am at work and I really appreciate your time.
Call me anytime.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, I think all of us have that struggle with Hillary Clinton, don't we? Maybe some of you don't have it though. Maybe some of you don't have that struggle. Maybe you're just you're happy with the Clintons. Marley in Denver. Marley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. This is Marlon from Denver, man.
Hey, what's up?
I'm headed to this dead-end job. I just wanted to, bring up the subject of felons' rights, man, because I just wanted a society's viewpoint on it, see what they have to say about it. I'm gonna talk about my case personally. I had, got a felony 10 years ago leaving the scene of an accident, and since then, I can't vote. I've been denied a place to live. I have a family. I have a wife and kid, and jobs have denied me as well. And I just want society's viewpoint on it. Does society feel need to pay or what?
Yeah, I think conventional wisdom is that, or at least the way the law stands now. Yeah, did you serve any time?
Oh yeah, 3 years for leaving the scene of an accident, man.
Okay,
made an example out of me at 18 years old.
All right, here's my feeling. Now I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but this is the way I feel. You do your 3 years. You didn't cause any problems.
Zero.
You got out. You're acting in a responsible manner. You were only 18. I say you paid your debt to society. It should be expunged from your record, and it's time for you to move on.
Now, that's reasonable, man. So I can at least vote versus watching, hoping that society makes the right decision. I just have to sit back and ride off of you guys' decision.
Yeah, I agree exactly. I mean, I think that, look, here's the deal. Either we're prepared to have you serve your time and then say, okay, you've done it, and we forgive you, or...
Go to the military and get your rights back.
We're not prepared to say that, and if we're not prepared to say that, then the whole idea of redemption...
is bullcrap, right?
That's right. It's a lie. It's a lie. So you should be off the hook, man.
I just want everybody else's viewpoint. I hope you get some callers on this, man, because...
All right, should Marley be left off the hook? Should he be let off the hook? He went to jail for 3 years. 303-713-7600, and we'll see what everybody else says.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, Marley, be square. We'll see you. 633, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. It's Friday, it's open phones, we've got guests coming up, we got all kinds of stuff going on. I may have to even delve into my Limbaugh treasures, which Rush Limbaugh is hopelessly spinning himself again down into the hole by lying about what he did and did not say. And these guys are masters at insinuating and trudging to the edge, but never really diving in. And I love the idea that people are holding them accountable. I love the idea that people are angry about it, and I love the idea that we're getting angry about it, because I'll tell you something, it's been going on for 30 years, and enough is enough. I've said this every single damn day. And I get emails from people, this is not important, and why don't you calm down, and why don't you cool down? You know what, I'll tell you, I said it yesterday, I'm tired of going to a knife fight with a pillow. I don't think that you have to be, quote-unquote, progressive, liberal, or even left-wing, to look at this and say, it's not right. I really believe that. All right, 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty decent morning. We don't have any wrecks, no major issues right now for the highways. Do have northbound 225 starting to get a little sluggish there between Parker and Iliff. Same thing if you're on southbound I-25, of course, getting into downtown, 58 to Spear. Weather outlook today.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Okay, I only have a couple of seconds to tell you what's on NBC tonight.
Little time, people.
Interrupting me does not help.
Sorry.
First, a new deal or no deal, and the million-dollar mission continues. Then Friday Night Lights is back.
On Friday nights?
Yes, on Friday nights.
Oh, tell them how great the show is.
That's what I'm trying to do. In the season premiere alone, there's a hookup,
yeah,
a breakup, a birth,
and a murder. There's a murder.
Yes, there's also a murder on Friday Night Lights. And the night wraps up with an all-new Las Vegas
with Tom Selleck joining the cast.
Starting at 8, 7 Central.
On NBC.
That's it.
Ow.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that can help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
We want you to try it free. We understand you don't want to know why you got wrinkles. You just want to know how to get rid of them. Call today for your risk-free trial of Dermatage and see the difference. Guaranteed. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're dedicating the whole show this morning to Broncos running back Travis Henry. To Travis Henry, we're dedicating the whole show to him, okay? A gazillion bucks allegedly flushed down the toilet because he just had to get high. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy high today, 86. Jay Marvin along with you on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones now, and we'll go to the phones. Here's Alan in Colorado Springs. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Dick.
Hi.
I do kind of have to agree with you here for a second. I do think it's ridiculous with all this stuff going on with Rush Limbaugh. considering the fact that he has fully explained what he said, and you guys won't mention the fact that he has completely spoken about one of the phony soldiers, McBeth, who was an hero to the Democrats.
Okay, so, all right, so we have to cover this ground again. First of all, okay, if I'm talking about one person, I do not use plural. In other words, correct. If I'm talking about you, I say person, caller. I don't say callers. Correct. Mr. Limbaugh used the term soldiers, right, which is plural. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. And second of all, I don't know. Yeah, he's addressed that point 2 minutes later out of the conversation. And second of all, this guy who he's talking about, who he says is a phony soldier, I don't think that he's a hero to anybody. I don't think anybody really, in one form or another, really gives a damn about him. But what I do find to be very, very interesting is that Mr. Limbaugh will not, in any way, shape, or form, let any of the vote vets on to debate him about this. Not only that, but he won't allow them to run any advertisements. So, and plus, on top of that, let me tell you something else about him, too. He puts up a sign on his website, okay, that has a picture of Stalin with Media Matters on Stalin's pocket. Now, if you're a person who reads and you're a person who's informed, and I judge that you are, because that's why you listen, then you can tell us about the blacklist era in this country, and you can also tell us about the idea that Mr. Limbaugh here is showing his age by using the time-worn trick that Richard Nixon has used, that Joseph McCarthy used, that J. Parnell Roberts used, which, by the way, he ended up in jail for tax evasion, that all of these people used, which is to take somebody that you disagree with and smear them by connecting them to the most extreme element. Now, do you think that that's fair, and do you think that that's right?
It's never stopped you guys from doing the same sort of thing.
Well, then give me an example. And you know what? And if that's true, what you say about us, are you then endorsing the idea that two wrongs would make a right? And so if you have a son or a daughter, and they got into a fight in school, and they said to you, well, I did it because Johnny did it, that you would sit down with them and say, well, that's okay, Patsy, because... Or that's okay, Bob, because if Johnny does it, then I guess that makes it right. I mean, don't try to throw it back that we always do it. I'm asking you whether you think that's moral and you think that's right.
If I think it's right that you wrote about the two wrongs or what? I mean, you did a whole bunch of questions. Right
no,
there,
no, so. No. That you think that it's right to take an organization, an advocacy organization, that you happen to be in an argument with and you disagree with, and instead of refuting them on the facts, what you do is you smear them by trying to link them to the most extreme person in history other than Adolf Hitler, which would be Joseph Stalin. Do you think that that's correct?
Would it be correct? No, but then why?
Well, then
why would you compare George Bush to Hitler?
I don't compare George Bush to Hitler. I've never said George Bush is Adolf Hitler. I've never said that, and I can't wear the mantle or the coat for everybody who has a public opinion. But I know a lot of people who consider themselves to be left of center, moderate, or even liberal or progressive, who do not compare him to Adolf Hitler, who understand Adolf Hitler's role in history, who have never called him a fascist or a Nazi because we don't believe that he is.
Okay, well, I've never compared Media Matters to Stalin, so I mean...
No, but you're defending Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh does do that kind of stuff, and Rush Limbaugh did do what he said he did. He used the term phony soldiers... plural, and then comes back and tries to excuse, and then tries to come back and excuse it away by claiming that he was talking about so and so. You know, that's not going to work, man.
I'm prior service, and I was actually listening to the show that day when he was talking to that guy, and I laughed when he made that comment.
Well, you might think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny. Do you think that it's funny for the? Do you think it's funny for Brian McGruff or who suffered that traumatic brain injury? Do you think that it's funny that he hears that and thinks that because he's against the war in Iraq that he's a phony soldier? Do you think that that's funny? Do you think that's laughable? Were you ever in combat?
Rush didn't even address it to him.
But he addressed it to everybody who's out there who does not agree with him, who has worn a uniform, including dragging John Murtha into it, who's an 18-year career veteran, military, highly decorated veteran of Vietnam. And where was Rush Limbaugh when Vietnam was going on? Rush Limbaugh,
right?
Well, you know what? Listen, I'm not a member of MoveOn.org. And I'll tell you something else. Not everybody in the world's a member of MoveOn.org. And once again, we get back to the same thing about the only answer you can give me is, well, somebody else did it. You have the logic of like a 13-year-old.
Well, no, but see, Jay, you won't criticize the people that are on the
left. I did criticize.
For doing the same
I did.
Thing that
no, you're wrong. I did criticize them. I said that I didn't agree with it. I said that I didn't think it was right. And I most certainly did agree with them. But you guys, and when I say you guys, I'm talking about you. And I'm talking about John Cornyn, and I'm talking about people in the GOP, okay? Not all of them, but a lot of them. You guys are the last people to line up and to say anything about any of us because you've been dealing from this deck for 30 years, and you don't even stop there. You're into all other kinds of hypocrisy, from Larry Craig to David Vitter to everything else. And you're going to sit here and you're going to lecture us about morals. You're going to tell us about family values, and you're going to sit here and you're going to give us grief about an advocacy organization that uses its free speech rights to run ads. Oh, like you guys have never done that? And plus, on top of that, you guys have never dealt from the bottom of the deck? You know what? I'd be interested to know, what party was Joseph McCarthy a member of?
And see, so here's you saying.
Can you answer that question? Can you? Why? Because I'm talking directly to you because you're defending it. What party was Joseph McCarthy a member of?
This will blow your mind because you want to say you guys and how we've done all this stuff for so many years. Guess what? Up until 2004, I was a registered Democrat.
Well, you know what? I don't care. I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about before. I'm asking
30 years ago.
Because you've been doing it for 30 years, and I can name off the people that have done it.
Been doing
Are you denying?
For 30 years.
We have not been doing the same thing for 30 years. And why don't
I
you tell me? Why don't you tell
anything.
Me?
I just told you I have not been doing it.
You're doing it now. You're doing it now. You're doing it now. You're doing it now. If you put your arms around these people and you call here to try to defend them and you call here to try to endorse them, then you're doing it. And I'll tell you something. You got no business telling me or anybody else listening to this radio station about what they do and using terms like you Democrats and distorting things by saying that this guy who lied about his service record, that he's a hero to us. You know what? Knock off the smear business. Because let me tell you something, my buddy. Let me tell you something, my partisan friend, okay? You're talking to one guy here, okay, who's not going to tolerate this crap anymore. Not going to tolerate it. And when you sit there and you go, oh, but you're attacking me, and you won't let me talk. You know what? Let me tell you something, bud. Let me tell you something, okay? You start this crap with me, and I'll finish it, because the days of putting up with this stuff is gone. It's over with, and you guys have been pulling it off for 30 years, and you know what? Your 30-year reign of terror and intellectual stereotyping and cartoonism and characterization, your 30 years are done, bud. They're done. Thank you. I appreciate the call. You're welcome to call back any other time. And am I mad? You're damn right am I mad. And you want to write the program director? You want to yell to the operations director? Oh, my God, Jay Marvin is screaming and yelling at 6:47 in the morning. I can't take it. I don't care. You lay down and you let guys like this caller run over you and try to use this crap. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the characterizations. I'm sick of the assassinations. I'm tired of it, and I am not going to put up with it. And anybody on the left that does it is wrong, too. They're wrong. It's wrong to do it because it doesn't get you anywhere and it doesn't deal with the real questions about what's going on here. Becky and Greeley.
I agree with you on that last caller.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I am just sick today. You know, the next person, I swear to you, the next person who calls up here and says to me, this guy, Jesse McBeth, who's a hero to you Democrats, I'm going to hang up on him.
Good, because it's about time we stop rolling over. I appreate it, Jay.
Damn right. I'm going to get every one of them and kick them in the crotch. Go ahead.
Good. The reason I called was I wanted to comment on what Marley had said earlier. One thing I don't understand is why people lose the right to vote. I feel like no matter what kind of a crime you've committed, taking away someone's right to vote in a country that they still have to live in, somewhere they still have to pay taxes, to me that's just unconstitutional. It's wrong.
The only way you should lose your right to vote is if you're in jail.
I agree. And then once you're out, you should be given your voting card back.
Exactly.
In terms of the stigma of society, I think that in a situation, I think Okay, I hate to say that it would have to be evaluated on a case by case, but I feel like for more violent offenders, people that have, you know, murdered more than one people and it wasn't in self-defense, or somebody who's really violent, I think that maybe it shows that you need to be a little more cautious. But for somebody who, when they're 18, leaves the scene of an accident, or somebody who drug charges, things like that, I really hate the fact that they have to check that box on the application that says, yes, they've been convicted of a felony. You know, they did their time. I don't feel that that box should even be there. Another thing that bothers me, you know, and like I said, I don't feel this way in terms of violent offenders, and this is, you know, just a personal thing, and I know that that's not really right, but I can't shake that for what I'm about to say. You know, I work in healthcare, and you always have to go through the background checks anytime you go somewhere for a new job or whatever, and there are people out there that would make wonderful doctors, nurses, technologists, technicians, that can't do it because they can't get through the background search. And I feel that that's not fair either. I mean, you know, if I was 18 or 20 or older and I got convicted for doing drugs or possession, distribution, whatever, I go and I serve my time, I come out, I'm rehabilitated, and I think, you know, I want to make a difference. I want to help people, and I want to go into, say, addictions counseling. I want to be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Why should those people not have the ability to have a career and to support their families because of something that
I think what you're bringing up needs to be debated. I think it should be in a public discussion, and we should make a decision once and for all. If you go to jail, if you serve your time, if you pay your debt, then that's what you do, and that you don't keep going back to the same well and drawing off the same card. And if you break the law again, then that puts you in a whole nother classification. Becky, I love you, and I thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Well, now my left ventricle's in a spaz. Okay. I should be back, not that I'm going anywhere, after we take a look at traffic, unless the wall of my heart blows out. 6:51, 51 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Gina in traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Good ride around the metro area. Right now, eastbound 270 has the usual stack, I-76 to Vasquez. And, of course, southbound I-25 is really dragging from 120th down to 84th Avenue. With the exception of that, though, we're in pretty good shape. No delays right now across C-470. I-25 through the tech center is looking very good. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny, but a windy day with a high of 83. Looks like those breezes will continue through tonight. We'll have partly cloudy skies and a low of 53. Tomorrow?
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit cc'spizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Save the life of you or even someone close to you. It's the EBT scanner. It's the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. No needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. So get in front of this. Diagnose it before it becomes a fatal event. This is the best way to do it. It's an acknowledged standard. Call them. It's not that expensive, and you get so much out of it. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, and I'm talking about you, Scott Henderson. Or go online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com, and you too, Mike Turner.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Save up to 25% on your next decorating project at the Sherwin-Williams October Savings Event. Hurry, sale ends October 8th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
Yeah, we'll send us out to Tommy the Commie, who is in big trouble fantasy football-wise because on his team is Travis Henry, and Travis Henry is facing a one-year ban for marijuana use. Alleged marijuana use. Denver's Broncos running back Travis Henry. Okay, we continue to get totally and completely unhinged over people smoking flowers. Let's go to Mary in Loveland. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First, I'd like to agree with your viewpoint in the last call on Marley. Cast my vote for him to have a clean record and go on with his life.
Thanks.
And then, secondly, I have an idea for the third-party spoiler in the presidential candidates. Let's take a look at sports and follow that. Let's have any party put forth one candidate in a preliminary election, and then take the top two vote getters and have a final election where one candidate would indeed get more than 50% of the vote.
Yeah, but what about the primary process? Would you eliminate all of that?
No, you'd still have the primary process. Each party would put forth one candidate.
Well, that's
you could have five parties.
That's not far from what we do now, but the exception would be the Electoral College, and a lot of people, of course, debate that all the time about dismantling it.
Yeah, but what if we had, again, what we do now, and then just take the top two vote-getters and then have a final election just between them? Even within the electoral process.
I have no problem with that.
I mean, I don't know how that would be done, but to me, I think part of the problem in our country is that I don't even know when the last time was that we had a president that got more than, 37% of the vote. So more people have voted against the man who's in office than for him.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems. And so I have no problem with changing it. I'll tell you though, I'm really thrilled about this year's Republican field. Including Fred Thompson, who yesterday called Russia the Soviet Union. Oops, hello.
Yeah.
The Soviet Union hasn't been around in God knows how long. And then Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who criticized George McGovern and said, well, that's right on the George McGovern playbook, but it seems Rudy voted for and supported George McGovern in 1972. Uh-oh. See, I'm chomping at the bit for all these people to run. I mean, when we said Fred Thompson wanted to portray that he was going to be Reagan-esque, we didn't mean Reagan-esque in that sense, okay? We meant Reagan-esque in another sense, but apparently he doesn't get it. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate the call. Open phones? Yes, we'll continue. How many open lines do I have? Two. 303-713-7600. Stick around. More of your calls coming up.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A slave.
slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom when not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers. And this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now. 1-800-300-3163.
Now I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. New numbers on the economy say things aren't so bad after all. A report from the government within the past hour shows a healthy gain of 110,000 jobs last month and turns a net loss of jobs in August to a revised gain of 89,000 jobs.
A very, very positive report, and it shows the economy is doing quite well despite all the housing problems.
Private economist Lawrence Smith.
The biggest gains were in government, reporting on teachers, the services, as always, led.
But with more people out looking for work, the unemployment rate edged up a notch to 4.7%. Just ahead of the bell, Wall Street is cheering the jobs report. S&P futures are up now more than 10 points. She said she didn't cheat.
I have accomplished what I've accomplished because of my God-given abilities and hard work.
That was then. This is now. Track star Marion Jones will be in a White Plains, New York federal court later today, admitting she did use steroids and lied when she told federal agents otherwise. WCBS-TV's Elizabeth Herr tells us Jones' confession is in a letter she wrote.
In the letter that she wrote to her family and friends admitting that she did, in fact, use steroids, she wrote that a former coach, Trevor Graham, gave her the drug, telling her that it was a nutritional supplement, flaxseed oil. And then she went on to write that red flags should have been raised in my head when he told me not to tell anyone about the supplement.
Convicted Bay Area steroids distributor Victor Conti says Jones is still not telling the whole story.
I've given her a new, called a gen pen. It's a cartridge injector, they call it, for growth hormone. And I instructed her how to use it and watched her inject.
Jones expects to spend 3 months in prison and could lose her Olympic gold medals. A standoff at an Alexandria, Louisiana law office came to a deadly end early this morning. Reporter Al Quartermont says police killed the gunman who'd been holding hostages since yesterday.
He proceeded to shoot five people, one of whom was the man for whom the law firm is named, and also a postman who happened to be delivering mail to that office.
Two of the five shooting victims died. In Clarksville, Tennessee last night, a barber upset over a zoning decision pulled a gun and shot himself to death at a city council meeting. What happened to a Whiting, New Jersey man could happen to you. CBS's Larry Miller reports.
The death-threatening email warned Harry Whitworth, it's your money or your life. To cancel the contract on his life, the scammer said would cost Harry $8,000. No instructions on where or how to pay. Harry told the New Jersey authorities and they're investigating. The FBI has had 115 complaints of similar emails sent to people across the country. The only variation, the amount of money demanded. It's been as high as $80,000.
Campbell Soup is recalling chunky baked potato with cheddar and bacon bits soup. The cans may contain bits of plastic someone could choke on. This is CBS News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the October Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. From October 4th through the 8th, take advantage of great savings throughout the store, including 25% off our exceptional paint, stains, and select wall coverings. Hurry, sale ends Monday, October 8th, for painting and decorating. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chevy wants to talk to you about the air in your tires. Look at the guy in the lane next to you. See those saggy tires?
According to fueleconomy.gov, properly inflated tires may improve your gas mileage by up to 3%. If everyone in the U.S. did this, we could save millions of gallons of fuel each year. So every 2008 Chevy car and half-ton truck will come with a tire pressure monitor that automatically alerts you when pressure is low. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The board that oversees Colorado State University's student newspaper has admonished its editor for publishing an obscenity in that forward editorial about President Bush.
The editorial has caused harm to the collegian, student media, and the university community. It is our judgment that your decision was unethical and unprofessional.
Board President James Lander says David McSwain will be allowed to keep his job, even though the board found he violated the paper's code of ethics. He could have been given the old heave-ho. A new poll shows Democrat Mark Udall and Republican Bob Schaefer are actually in a close race for the seat being held by retiring GOP Senator Wayne Allard. Pollster Floyd Cirilli says Udall's got 36% voter support, Schaefer 35%, 9% hoping somebody else will join the race, and 21% undecided. And host committee officials for the 2008 Democratic National Convention here in Denver hope to have $15 million raised for that event by the middle of December. Committee says the fundraising for the Denver convention is ahead of schedule compared with where Boston and L.A. were for their conventions. The Rockies own a 2-0 lead in the NL Division Series after Kaz Matsui launched a grand slam and drove in 5 runs in a 10-5 win at Philadelphia yesterday. Next game tomorrow night at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still dealing with a crash that's affecting your drive out of Lakewood. Eastbound 6th Avenue, 2 vehicles there blocking lanes right near Federal. So we've got pretty much gridlock along that stretch between Wadsworth and I-25. Best to try to seek an alternate around it if you can. Otherwise, we're in good shape. No other problems for the highways. Just very busy now up on the north side, including the southbound I-25, Thornton and North Glen, and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny and windy with a high of 83. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, it's the Fall Gas Fill-Up promotion at your participating Toyota Tire Center dealer. Through November, when you buy 4 new tires matched exactly to your Toyota by factory-trained technicians, you'll get a $50 fill-it-up gas card. Toyota, moving forward.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the October Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. From October 4th through the 8th, take advantage of great savings throughout the store, including 25% off our exceptional paint, stains, and select wall coverings. Hurry, sale ends Monday, October 8th, for painting and decorating. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Combative, but caring. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. We may get heated, but you're always welcome to come back the next day. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Breezy, high today, 86. The Denver Broncos are hosting the San Diego Chargers this Sunday, 2:15 in the afternoon. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to see the Broncos. And we'll do that in less than 30 minutes. Meanwhile, right now it's open phones, which means that anything that you want to talk about is fine. It doesn't make any difference. 303-713-7600. You want to call up and take a shot at me? That's fine. You want to talk about something else? That's okay, too. I mean, let's do battle. Let's laugh. Let's cry. Let's have a good time.
How about them Rockies, Jay? One win away from the NLCS.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier in the show. That they had that, and I watched part of the game at Rockies yesterday. It was pretty good, and it was interesting the way the Philadelphia, and listen to how much I remember from being a kid. It's interesting that Philadelphia's pitching just collapsed like that. Just totally went down the tubes, and I knew that when they, what, got the triple, and then there was they got a single or something. I can't remember the combination, but I knew then that it was arcing out of their reach, the Phillies.
When we were down 3-2 and Kaz Matsui hit that grand slam,
that was the end of it right there.
6-3.
Yeah, that was the end of it right there. They might as well have gone home. Of course, they can't do that. They got to play the game out. But it was kind of interesting to see them. What were they going to do? Were they going to burn through their bullpen trying to save one game? Oh, my God, I'm doing sports talk. God forbid. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Fraser. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Good news. Let's talk about CSU, freedom of speech. I'm an alumni. Proud day for me.
Yeah, because McSwain did not get bounced. They gave him the lightest penalty they possibly could, which is good, but I don't think he should have received any at all. But
well,
yeah,
I don't think
right.
He should have been admonished. I agree with you on that.
But you're right, though. He survived.
So maybe gravity is working and the pendulum is swinging.
Well, I think what that shows is I think that despite all of the people on the air and in the media who were chest-beating for this guy to get blown out and were yelling and screaming about it and can't grasp on the conception of editorial versus news and free speech and can't understand about obscenity laws and the whole other business, it shows that CSU is above all of that and that they did the right thing.
See, and that's why I'm a proud alumni today.
Well, you ought to be. And I think we all ought to be honorary alumni of CSU.
Okay. Well, thank you for hearing my point.
Yeah, Tom. Well, thanks for calling in. Call me again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
That gentleman that called you earlier that switched his party in 2004.
Oh, the guy from Colorado Springs. I think it was
Alan. I wonder what rock he rolled out from under. And as far as I'm concerned, and I'll go further than you, I'm all about move on. This guy did betray us. And as far as playing dirty, they've been playing dirty with us for so long. They hit hard. They hit to make us bleed. I think it's time we did the same thing, and if they can't take it, then I say, hey, you know what about the cooks and the heat in the kitchen? It applies to them.
Well, they always pull the same stunt. They feint indignation and outrage, and mm-hmm. You guys are doing this, and you guys are doing that, and it's like I got into the whole thing with them. I mean, they have... Not all people who are conservative and not all people who are members of the GOP fit in this category. I want to make that really, really clear, but there are some of them who call in here and they use the kind of logic which is that, well, you guys did it. Yeah, but you know what? Look, it's well established in history that you've been doing this for over 30 years. And our biggest mistake was, and our biggest mistake has been, and when I say our, I mean everybody who is left of center, everybody who is liberal progressive, and even people who are uncommitted and independents, what we've all done is we've all just kind of laughed it off, acquiesced to it, ignored it, said, oh, well, we're going to elevate the conversation, and you know, we're above all of that. You know what? BS. Enough's enough.
Good. I'm glad to hear you say
you
that.
Get in the ring.
I agree with you.
You want to get in the ring. You want to punch
That's
it
right.
out. Fine. Throw your
Let's
best
go.
Punch. Bring it on, as your hero George W. Bush says. And you know what? We'll see who comes out on top.
I'm with you 100% on this. And don't worry about your heart. A little venting is good for the heart, Jay.
Well, I'm just tired of their BS. And you know, you get it in like the weirdest. They can't. Oh, boy. Well, you know, I don't want to talk about people. I don't want to name names. But let me tell you this. There's a time and a place for everything. And you even get this from them when the time and the place is inappropriate. And I'm going to give kind of what I would call a sketchy example of this because I don't want to name names and I don't want to be too specific. But I was at a gathering where another talk show host was there. There were several of us. And this person made a joke about John Edwards. And everybody in the room laughed but me. Now, you know, you sit there and you think to yourself, oh, my God. Like, I must be the only one in here. And because of decorum and because of what you're supposed to do as a mature adult. You're supposed to restrain yourself. I didn't say anything. But you know, one of these days, Pat, this person, and this makes twice now that I've been at something where this person has pulled this off. One of these days, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say to him, you know something? You want to talk about John Edwards? Okay. Let's talk about Mitt Romney and how much Mitt Romney spent on makeup.
Makeup.
Which
yeah.
is a manly thing, right?
Oh,
I mean,
is.
We all wear makeup. Or how about this? Let's talk about Rudy Giuliani, who charges twice as much as Edwards. And unlike John Edwards, Rudy Giuliani pockets the money until he stopped charging for speeches when he decided to officially declare. In other words, you want to go to a public gathering, you want to go someplace, and you want to conduct yourself in a civil, adult manner and stick to the outline of the program, or you want to cage cheap political laughs. Well, yeah, in the past, we've always sat back and gone, ha ha, that's not very funny, and we've never said anything. And I'm telling you that, and I'm telling everybody else, that my days of doing this, and I've been doing this for a long time, my days of doing this and putting up with it are done, and they are over with.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. We've played by the rules. We've been gentlemanly, if you will, for so long. We, as you said, we take the high ground. My buck, I'm with you. Let's get down in the mud. I mean, because there's so much more mud attached to these people than there is to the liberal, progressive, democratic, whatever you want to call us. I'm with you. Let's go. Let's dance.
See, I'm not saying we have to be like them, but what I am saying is we have to stand up and we have to do what I did with that caller, which is we have to shove it in their face.
But, Jay, remember one thing. They defined the game. Either we get in and play, or where is our strength? We didn't define the game. They did. And the only way you win a game is you play by the defined rules. They've already done that. So I say game on. Let's go. And Rush Limbaugh, I'll tell you what, I would dance. And I've got a bad knee today, and it might be difficult. I would dance in front of my house if that man was admonished, chastised, even put off the air for a week. He is a windbag. And anybody that listens to this man, I can't grasp it. It's beyond me.
Because they live in a parallel universe.
I guess.
That's why.
It's like, you know, this is the real world, children, and here you are over here. Listen to this.
Yeah, they're on the wrong side. They're on the wrong side of virtually every issue.
Exactly.
With the American public, and it's going to get worse.
It is.
You people,
yeah.
All right, Pat.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Let's go to Peter in Boulder. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Warren J., happy Friday.
Hey, yeah, you too, man.
Hey, it looks like the Cubs are going to save the world again because, you know, the last two times they won the World Series were right after World War. So if they lose, they're doing a service to humanity. And
well, my feeling is I'd love to see the Cubs and the Rockies play. But the problem is, and pardon any of my listeners who are streaming in Chicago who remember me from there, I'm a huge White Sox fan, and if the Rockies kick the crap out of the Cubs, that'll be fine with me.
But anyway, on to other matters. One thing that I haven't heard anyone talk about in this Rush Limbaugh controversy is Al Franken brought this up years ago. When Limbaugh went to Afghanistan, and Franken's policy was never to talk politics. He was there to entertain and boost morale. Limbaugh went there, and he brings up this Reuters article about how modern field medical techniques were reducing the death rate because they could get guys in they called the golden hour, where it's a life or death situation, stabilize them, get them medevaced and everything. And Limbaugh makes up this atrocious lie that liberals were upset about this because they wanted soldiers to die so there could be a higher death count and they could end the war. Now, you couldn't cite any source for it. It's a totally fabricated story. If people want to look it up, you can just Google Limbaugh, Reuters, Afghanistan casualties, and you'll come up with some hits on it. But the guy is just a despicable, cowardly liar. And another thing, there's a great book, and I'm going to give you a homework assignment. You or John should order this book from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. It's called Rush Limbaugh, The Way Things Aren't.
Oh, I have that book.
You do?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh and the Reign of Error. And they just listened to him for weeks and wrote down all these unbelievable lies.
Right.
Like, nobody was indicted in the Iran-Contra. They were not only indicted, they were convicted. And then George Bush Sr. pardoned them. And then, if the ice caps melt, it's just the same as water or ice cubes melting in a glass of water and the sea levels rise. Well, Rush, you imbecile, Antarctica is a continent. So is Greenland. Or there are more Indians in America today than when Columbus landed.
Oh, I know.
Like 32
you know what?
Million
I know.
Back then, and there's...
I know all of that stuff, man. It's
you know,
all...
Keep that in the studio, and every time you get one of those ditto monkey callers like you got before, and thanks from all of us for showing that guy the truth and not putting up with the bovine excreta from these right-wing flying monkeys anymore. But just say, oh, do you believe in anything Rush Limbaugh says? Just stick your thumb in that book and open to any page. And I would encourage any reader or listener out there, go to the FAIR website. It's just FAIR.org. Open that book. It's like kryptonite for ditto heads. I worked in an office with ditto heads that were Limbaugh freaks, and they wouldn't even discuss the book. I said, why? What do you disagree with it? Oh, it's all liberal lies. Okay, tell me about one of them. No, they're all liberal lies. It's like,
yeah, I get that too. Well, I think the telltale thing, though, about Limbaugh is that Limbaugh won't have any of those guys from Vote Vets on to debate him because he has successfully come up with a formula to survive in an encapsulated world where he only is very, very discreet on what callers he puts on, and he doesn't believe in really getting into it with anybody.
Oh, hey, that just reminded me. So, I don't mean to interrupt, but you or John, go out on the web and get the audio of when he was guest hosting the Pat Sajak show on CBS, and it was an unscreened audience, and Rush totally flipped out.
He collapsed.
Out. They had to empty the studio,
right.
And this one CBS exec said, I have never seen a human being sweat so much in my life, and that's what they call in the business flop sweat, when you just totally...
Right. Yeah, he totally completely melted down. You're absolutely correct about that.
You got to get that on the air and play that. Also, there's this great Limbaugh parody song. I've heard Hartman play it and Randy Rhoads, where someone masterfully spliced, you know, audio clips of him talking into this kind of like a rap song. And that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And I would love it if you could grab that and get that on the air too.
All
Listen,
right.
I know there's other callers who want to get on the air. You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a good weekend and enjoy the weather.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll see you. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. A heart as fragile as tissue paper, but a temper as hot.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on
Sci-Fi. Scott Henderson and Mike Turner. On the law firm of Mike Turner. And I was out of Rockies yesterday, and I go out there virtually every week and look around, talk to people, see what's happening. And I got to tell you, nobody works harder than the folks out there. Guys like Big Jim Monroe, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, all of the folks out there, Colby Harris, they all really work hard. Gerard Menard, they're good folks. They're my friends. And I'm proud to get on the air and talk about the fact that they're my friends. They've got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So, you want a car, you want a vehicle to fit your needs, they've got it. And here's the thing, you can save too. Matching down incentive, numerous ways to finance, good people to work with. Check out the inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday. From 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., you come a little bit after 9 though, they'll take care of you. Rockies Autos, my friends at 63rd and Federal.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Are credit card bills making your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
Get to AutoZone today and they'll use their new ZNet system to find everything you need to do the job right the first time, every time. ZNet gives you diagrams, photos, and complete instructions. Simply put, ZNet is the latest breakthrough in automotive technology and you'll find it only at AutoZone.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Steam, but I do. And he's getting ready to go on tour again. I think we should all chip in and take John to see him at Red Rocks if he comes to town. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, when I was out of Rockies yesterday, this guy says to me, oh, yeah, you work with John Turk. He's the deadhead, isn't he? I said, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, isn't he? He's a, okay. He's the deadhead, isn't he? I said, Yeah.
We are everywhere.
Have we had our Grateful Dead song today?
Not yet.
Okay, let's fire one up. Oh, pardon the Travis Henry remark. Let's put one on here in the next few minutes. Okay, I'm going to give away these Broncos tickets, too, coming up very, very quickly. But let me just go to the phones. It's open phones. And then we're going to talk to Senator Ken Salazar and Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Let me go to Ron in Littleton, who's hanging on. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Okay, Ron, what's up?
Hey, I really I got to get my 2 cents in. I cannot stand Rush Limbaugh. And I'm a middle-of-the-road politician, you know, as far as politics. I remember back in the 90s, even before Colin Powell was with the Secretary of State with the Bush. Remember, he had some presidential aspirations.
Right.
And then Rush Limbaugh come up with this stuff that when Colin Powell was at West Point, they were studying globalists and one world order economics and stuff, and that West Point cadets were, you know, indoctrinated into this globalist thing. The thing is, Colin Powell never went to West Point. He worked his way up from the ranks as Private E1.
Well, why should that shock you? He's done other stuff like that. I mean, he does stuff like that every single day.
Oh, yeah. But and everybody called him down and put him down on it, but he just blew it off. And the other one that really gets to me is every time he attacked back in the 90s, remember Barney Frank?
Oh, right, yeah. He used to play that My Boy Lollipop business.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. And he was he's still unrepentant about that.
Well, listen, does he play anything about Larry Craig? Oh God!
No.
I don't think so. How about David Vitter?
You bring out a good point. You're taking the words out of my mouth.
I mean, maybe we should play Gloria for David Vitter. You know, about going to, I go visit her. Yeah, that's what we should do, John. We should play Gloria by David Vitter. I mean, no, by them. I think it is. Isn't it by them?
Yeah.
For David Vitter.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, but have a good weekend.
Okay, you too, man. Yeah, does he ever say anything about that? Yeah, here we go. Dedicated to David Vitter, another family's value guy.
You know, she comes around.
Yeah, she comes around.
She's not 5 feet four.
Yeah.
I'm from her head to the ground.
Come on, Dave.
You know, she comes around here.
I voted for Clinton to be impeached.
By midnight.
Because he had sex in the White House. I went to prostitutes in New Orleans, and I can keep my job.
And her name is G.
Okay. Yeah, that's the David Vitter Family Values theme song, with Larry Craig doing the toe tapping in the background. All right, 7:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Want to go see the Denver Broncos? They're hosting the San Diego Chargers this Sunday at 2:15 in the afternoon. Be the first person to call and answer this trivia question at 303-631-2760. Not the regular number. 303-631-2760. You ready for this? This is so simple. Anybody can get this. Travis Henry, well, the Broncos, is facing a ban from football for Mary Jane use, for marijuana use. How long is that ban? How long is that ban? Do you know how long the ban is? 303-631-2760. How long is the ban? 303-631-2760. You get the right answer. You're on the way to see the Broncos. Okay. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. Family Values traffic reporter Gina.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Eastbound 6th Avenue looking a little bit better, although we're still pretty stacked up. Wadsworth toward I-25, that crash has been removed. Northbound I-25, struggling through the bridges up toward Alameda, have a crash off the highway at Evans and Federal. Otherwise, it's pretty much the status quo this morning. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 83. Tonight, we'll see some clouds moving in, a low of 53, and looks like cloudy and cooler tomorrow at a high of 77. Right now, partly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents.
Okay, I only have a couple of seconds to tell you what's on NBC tonight.
Little time, people.
Interrupting me does not help.
Sorry.
First, a new deal or no deal, and the million-dollar mission continues. Then Friday Night Lights is back.
On Friday nights?
Yes, on Friday nights.
Oh, tell them how great the show is.
That's what I'm trying to do. In the season premiere alone, there's a hookup,
yeah,
a breakup, a birth,
and a murder. There's a murder.
Yes, there's also a murder on Friday Night Lights. And the night wraps up with an all-new Las Vegas.
With Tom Selleck joining the cast.
Starting at 8, 7 Central.
On NBC.
That's it, Al.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high. To load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh yeah. Today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's. The endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit cc'spizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Cancer. However, with monthly self-exams and regularly scheduled mammograms, the chances for early detection and recovery increase dramatically. If you're a woman, or if you love a woman, Take action. Learn to do monthly self-exams and contact your local health care provider if anything appears irregular. This is from Landstar Logistics. That's Landstar Logistics in Littleton. Supporting the fight against breast cancer.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
The Petco Anniversary Sale, the biggest sale of the season. Virtually everything store-wide, from treats to beds to toys to all your favorite brands of pet food at incredibly low prices. Save on assorted bags of your favorite dog and cat food brands, like $7 off Hill's Science Diet, $6 off Iams, Pro Plan, and Nutromax, and $5 off Nutro Natural Choice and Royal Canin. The Petco Anniversary Sale. Save on the absolute lowest prices of the season on thousands of items at Petco, where the pets go.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 735, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today, 86. Let's go to the phone, and we'll talk to our senator from Colorado, Senator Ken Salazar. And, Senator, good morning. Thanks for joining us on such short notice.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's hit on a couple of things really fast and really hard. First of all, the president's veto of legislation reauthorizing S-CHIP. How do you feel about this?
I think it's reprehensible. You know, I think for the president to essentially say no to 10 million children of America is just absolutely the wrong way to go. And you know, we're talking about families whose parents make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. That's not a lot of money. And to be able to have health insurance coverage for those kids is a step in the right direction of providing health care coverage for everyone. So let me tell you, I'm surprised that the president did it because, one, it's wrong from a moral and policy point of view, and, two, it's a dumb thing politically for him to do. Why is he taking on the children of America?
I don't know. I was just going to ask you that. Why? I mean, why do you think he did it? I mean, I don't. Either he doesn't care, or he's unaware, he's trying to protect his buddies. I don't know. What would move somebody to pull a move like that?
Yeah, I think it shows a streak of maybe not a streak. In fact, I think is a characteristic of stubbornness that we've seen with him all along. You know, he takes a position and then he becomes immobile, even against all the reason in the world. And in this particular case, early on, he sent out a veto threat, and I think what he's trying to do is to send out a message to his the so-called fiscal conservatives, saying that he's being careful with how the public resources are being spent. Well, the answer to that question, in my mind, is, you know, we're looking at spending about $5 billion a year to ensure these 10 million children here in America. About between $5 and $7 billion a year, $35 billion over 5 years. But hell, in Iraq right now, he's spending $12 billion a month. $12 billion a month. Mm. And so I just think that if what he's trying to do is to accomplish some kind of a fiscal conservative message here, he's just totally off track.
Do you think his whole thing is? And you talk about a stubbornness streak that he has. Is his whole thing? It's my way or the highway. In other words, if you guys just never showed up for work and didn't do anything, that wouldn't bother him. He just would carry on anyway.
You know, Jay, I was thinking exactly those words yesterday. I was thinking that that's kind of what this is all about, my way or the highway, and he doesn't really care what the Congress says. And indeed, in this particular matter on children's health insurance, you saw conservative Republicans like Orrin Hatch from Utah and Chuck Grassley from Iowa standing up on the floor of the Senate pleading with the president not to veto the bill. And so even against his own party, he's saying, my way or the highway.
Yeah, so absolutely, it's absolutely incredible. I think a lot of people are shocked by it, but maybe some people aren't. But I certainly just can't. I'm like you. I can't figure out where he thinks he's going with this, and it's clearly he's on the wrong side of the issue here with the American public, and he just won't. You're right. He won't relent. And speaking of not relenting, let's talk about war funding here for a second. I know you're for redeployment of the troops. Am I correct about that?
We need to start bringing our troops home to make sure we're giving the Iraqis a signal that they got to get their act together, that we're not going to be in the middle of policing the civil war, and our troops need to be moved from a combat role over to a different kind of role.
Okay, now there was an article in the Washington Post, I believe it was earlier this week, that they had taken a poll, and that overwhelmingly a majority of the American public that they polled, sampled, are now saying that if they have to, they want the funds cut off. Which once again puts George W. Bush and puts the GOP on the wrong side of the question here again, because now they don't have any. It's like they don't have any support. But you don't favor cutting off the funds, do you?
Well, what I have favored is a plan forward that allows us to do what we ought to do, and that is, first of all, make the mission change. So we're not in the middle of combat, but we're in the middle of support, which means securing the borders. It means counterterrorism efforts to be able to do special operations activities on Al Qaeda, and doing those limited missions. Now, the commanders on the ground, people I talk to all the time, tell me we can withdraw about a brigade to a brigade and a half a month, which essentially would take us about a year and a half to be able to completely redeploy out of Iraq. I'm in favor of moving forward in that direction. In terms of, you know, the war funding itself,
right.
I think the policy and the plan has to be set, and the money, whatever money is allocated to the effort, then it has to match that policy. And the problem that we've had here in Washington is that we have not been able to force the president to move forward in a different direction, even in the light of significant bipartisan coalitions that I formed that have tried to create this new mission.
Will he ever? I mean, you remember that, I don't know if you remember or not, but we talked one morning on this show, and I said to you, I'll bet you a steak dinner in any restaurant you want that he'll never relent, and you remember that, and we both laughed, but here we are now, months later, and he's still not going to relent, even though maybe he doesn't see how people feel, I don't know.
I think here's where the president is, you know, I think he has decided that the only thing that really people will ever remember about his presidency is Iraq. And I think what he wants to do is to finish up his presidency on Iraq and essentially hand the baton of transition in Iraq over to the next president of the United States. And I think that's where he's headed.
So we got to have kids die for his ego.
Yeah, you know, that's one way of looking at it, and he obviously has his own point of view. You know, lots of people disagree with lots of the decisions that he's made, and the malprosecution of the war effort, and the humongous mistakes and misjudgments that have been made. I mean, you talk about shooting at the side of the barn, and he missed the whole barn.
I can't think of I hate to say this. No, I don't hate to say it because it's truthful. I've been alive 55 years. He's the worst president within my lifetime. Let's talk about Rush Limbaugh. You voted to condemn to make a comment about MoveOn.org's ad about General Petraeus, but then, of course, Limbaugh pulls this phony soldier bit, and a few Republicans have spoken out about it, but by and large, the majority of them seem to be pretty silent about it. Your feelings about Mr. Limbaugh?
I can only take him about 1 second before I turn off the radio station if I ever come across him, but fact of the matter is that, on this statement that he made with respect to the troops, it's just wrong. For him to disparage people like Jack Murtha and others who are men and women who have served in the military or who are serving in our military today, and to basically say that they're wrong because they happen to disagree with the war, I think that's wrong. And the way that he called them phony soldiers, that's a disparagement of our soldiers in a way that I don't think anybody ought to engage in that kind of disparagement. You know, I posed the MoveOn.org ad as well because I think it was misplaced and misdirected at General Petraeus. But in the same way, Rush Limbaugh should not be talking about people like Jack Murtha as being phony soldiers. That's wrong.
All right. Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it, and hope to see you eyeball to eyeball soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day in Colorado.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Senator. There's Senator Ken Salazar. I agree with him sometimes and disagree with him other times, but I applaud him for coming on. 7:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Stand by. More to come. Oh, traffic. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Eastbound 6th Avenue, still stacked up. Wadsworth toward I-25. That's our hottest stretch right now. Northbound 225, not too bad. Just sluggish from Parker toward Iliff. Southbound I-25, still have that stack through Thornton and North Glen, and again toward downtown 58 to Spear. Weather out.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
This weekend, you'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this system, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This system is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
It's not your fault. I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick, the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is Apamine.
It knocks out your appetite, helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. We're going to let you try Right Size free for 2 full weeks.
Either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
For your free trial of Right Size Smoothies, call 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Flash played in ghetto night. Looking for a fight.
my request there. 7:48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy high today, 86. Jay Marvin. Okay, cynicism is big in this country, and it's big towards government, and it's big towards Congress. But I'm going to introduce you to a cynicism buster. This is Congressman Ed Perlmutter, of course, and he represents Congressional District 7. You guys are lucky to have him. He's the hardest working guy I know. And I just saw him last Saturday at Government in the Grocery Store. And, Congressman, I'm looking forward to the next Government in the Grocery Store.
Well, Jay, it's great to be on your show again. And those Government at the Groceries are just, it's a good way to just stay in touch with people and not get so far flung that you lose perspective, you lose what you're supposed to do is representing people's interests back in Washington. So the fact you've been there in the last two or a couple of these is great. And, you know, you kind of see that people have a whole array of issues they want to talk about, from they didn't get their Medicare benefits to the war in Iraq to impeachment to health care, you name it. It's on their minds, and they're intelligent in their concern and in the answers they think need to be brought to bear.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience, and I can't wait for the next one, which I believe is November the 10th. Let's talk about some things here. First of all, S-CHIP funding. I just got through talking to Senator Salazar about this. What's your take on it? He and I can't figure out where the president is coming from on this and why he would do this.
The president is completely out of touch. I think that he's thrown in the towel, and these next 15 months of his administration, I mean, who knows what he's going to do, because he's just sort of said, oh, what the heck, you know, and to veto a bill that's going to provide insurance for kids where it's not, it's the working, people who are working who can't afford to have insurance for their kids. Instead, the president would have these kids go to the emergency room, which costs 10 times more than going to the doctor. So it is the dumbest move I've seen, and hopefully we can override this veto.
What do you think the chances are of doing that?
This is a very interesting opportunity for us. They have the votes to override them in the Senate, and we're 15 votes short of an override in the House. And I think if the pressure of the American public comes to bear on some of these Republicans that have been rubber stamping him on Iraq and rubber stamping him on stem cell research, I think we're going to override his veto, and it's about time.
Iraq war funding, it's going to come up again.
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, let's just sort of go back to vetoes. The president has four vetoes. He's vetoed the stem cell bill twice, which would provide all sorts of hope for millions and millions of people across the country. He vetoed this children's health insurance bill, and he vetoed the timetable on Iraq. So, you know, I listened to Ken Salazar, who was so reasonable in his answer about, you know, dealing with this president. The trouble is this president isn't reasonable. And, you know, there's a point where you just say, okay, we've provided you with opportunities to change the direction of this war, and, President, you're just unwilling to do it. So we've got to take some tough votes coming up here. You know, I actually voted because there wasn't a timetable or a redeployment plan in the last supplemental funding bill. I voted against that thing. So, you know, I'm already on record on this one. I just think that he is just out of touch and is prepared to do whatever he feels is right, and most of us in America think his approach is wrong.
I know, he's on the other side of the issue. I mean, I ask Senator this, I ask everybody this. I mean, I don't understand what his deal is. Other than I think that he knows he doesn't have to seek re-election, he doesn't care about his party, he doesn't care about his country, he only cares about his ego.
Well, I don't know whether it's ego or what it is, or whether he believes he's right. I don't know that it's ego, but all I know is he's going on his own mission in the face of, you know, tremendous public disapproval. And I think it's been, you know, he touted that mission accomplished 4.5 years ago, and it's been anything but that. And, you know, it's a shame. And kids are dying, and we're spending, as Ken said, almost $3 billion a week in Iraq. And that ultimately puts us in debt to the Chinese, to the Saudis, and really mortgages our future. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame.
All right. A couple of more stories that have come up. Senate and House Democrats demanded yesterday to see two secret memos that reportedly authorize painful interrogation tactics against terror suspects. Okay, so the Bush administration tells us they're out of the torture business, but now it turns out that they may have been involved in it no matter what they say. What's your feeling on that?
Huge disappointment. You know, I wish to heck we could trust the words coming out of this administration, but we can't. And you know, we're just going to have to do some real looking into what's been going on here. The Attorney General resigned, you know, a few weeks ago, and you know, he was part and parcel of these you know, potentially using torture as an interrogation tool. And you know, at least the Vice President 4 or 5 years ago said, "Well, we think we can use it, and we're going to use it." At least he was, whether it's right to use torture or not, you know, I don't think it's right, but at least he was honest about it. Then just to say, well, we're not going to do that anymore and continue down that path, oh, that's a double whammy.
Really is. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay,
yeah.
I do want to let you know that I answered 1 year on your Bronco question, but somebody had already called in before I did.
If you want Broncos tickets, I'm sure I can go ask somebody. I mean, you want to go, I'll get you in.
I love the Broncos. And I love the Rockies. Hey, my mom is such a Rockies fan that she bought playoff tickets a month and a half ago, and she paid the $40 a seat because she was convinced they were going to be in the playoffs, and she's going to the game tomorrow night.
I think they're going to go all the way.
Oh, they're just playing great ball. And with a lot of heart and a lot of life, it's, boy, talk about a can-do bunch. They're great.
Yeah, they really are. And we need that more than ever these days, don't you think?
You bet. You bet. You know, that's the kind of thing where people say, wow, you know, look at what they did. You know, maybe I can do something, not like that, but I can certainly do something big, you know?
Yeah, make lemonade out of lemons and make something happen and turn things around. I got one more thing to ask you about, and you know, I'm sure you saw this, and you got to know that I was going to ask you, because you know it's one of my pet peeves. This is from the Los Angeles Times. From giant phone companies to small consumer advocates, the Federal Communications Commission is supposed to treat every group equally, but congressional investigators have found some companies and trade groups have received special treatment. Your comments about the FCC.
We need to, I'm not sure if you're going back to the fairness doctrine or something like that, but we've got to make sure that people, that the airwaves are treated, fairly. Now, I don't know exactly what to do or where you're driving with this question, but I am disappointed to hear that some people are getting, you know, extra special benefits.
Well, I think where I'm driving here is that Representative, Edward, Markey has requested a review of the FCC rulemaking procedures. I think it ought to be looked into. They're supposed to treat everybody fairly. Apparently, they haven't done that. And you know also how I'm not talking about the fairness doctrine here. You know also okay. How I feel about consolidation and how wrong I think it is.
Well, on that point, you are just right on, because what we see happening in lots of industries, but particularly the media, the food, the oil industries, is continued consolidation. And as companies, as the competition drops and you end up with 3 or 4 or 5 companies running everything, then you've got to have tougher and stronger regulation. Either that or you break everything back up so that you have competition. But as the market moves everything towards a monopoly or an oligopoly, then you've got to have tougher and stricter regulation.
So would you be in favor of investigating the FCC over this?
You bet.
Oh, good for you. All right, last question. Short one.
Yep.
Say what you want. Limbaugh.
Well, I've sort of not been up to speed on all this Rush Limbaugh stuff. I've had other things going on, but he's a character. I would be happy to condemn him. You know, we did that with the MoveOn.org, the Betray Us, where they, I think, went a step or two too far. But Limbaugh, he could care less about the facts, and
yeah.
He could care less about smearing somebody's good name.
I agree. It's Joseph McCarthy in a golf shirt. Congressman, thank you. And I look forward, thanks for being on the show. You know I love you, and I look forward to seeing you at the next government in the grocery.
Yeah, I think, Jay, we actually have another one in Arvada coming up in a week, I think. So,
I'll be there.
Okay, well, we love having you there because I know people enjoy visiting with you, whether they're on the right or the left. They are having fun talking to you, too. So I just have a great weekend, sir.
You too, and go Rockies.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Christy Harvey up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free five-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the latest snapshot on the economy, and it shows a solid gain of 110,000 jobs last month. Private economist David Weiss.
It's a very good job report. Not so much the September numbers, which were right on expectations. But we got rid of that August dropping employment that we were worried about.
The August setback was revised to show a respectable gain, but more people decided to start looking for work, so the unemployment rate went up to 4.7%. It had been 4.6% in August. The jobs report encouraged some buying on Wall Street. In early trading, the Dow is ahead 74 points. NASDAQ is up 18. She spent years insisting her Olympic medals were the result of God-given talent and hard work.
I have never, ever used performance-enhancing drugs.
Later today, Marion Jones will change her story, admitting in federal court that she did use steroids and lied when federal investigators asked about it. Reporter Amy Shipley broke the story in the Washington Post.
She claims she was given a steroid unknowingly by her track coach at the time, Trevor Graham, and that she was told the steroid was flaxseed oil and wasn't merely a nutritional supplement.
Jones could lose her medals and spend some time in prison. In Alexandria, Louisiana, early this morning, police took down a gunman who'd shot five people, killing two during a long siege in a law office. Reporter Al Quartermaw.
Police tried to talk with him, but he never responded to any of the negotiations. The only thing he ever responded with was gunfire. Around 12 midnight, police set off a couple of explosives, which they were using to stun the man. And then when they entered the home, he started firing on them, so they returned fire.
Gunplay ended a city council meeting in Clarksville, Tennessee. Councilwoman Barbara Johnson watched a local barber kill himself.
He walked up to the council in front of the council chambers there and said that you just took my life, and took a gun out of his pocket and put it in his mouth and pulled the trigger, killed himself.
Barbara was upset over a zoning decision. Who really died in a big battle in Iraq? CBS's Dan Revive has that.
This happened during the night near Bakuba, 35 miles northeast of Baghdad. A gun battle. Then U.S. spokesmen say an airstrike was called in, wiping out at least 25 Shiite Muslim militiamen. But Iraqi officials say the dead include civilians whose houses had fortifications against Sunni attacks.
A crackdown on merchants who sell cigarettes to teens appears to be working. CBS's Peter Mayer. Reports.
Stepped up inspections at places that sell tobacco products are having an impact. The Health and Human Services Department says the percentage of stores selling tobacco to minors fell to just under 11% last year, the lowest rate since the mandated sting started 10 years ago. It's estimated that each day 3,000 young people become regular smokers, and health experts say a third of them will die from smoking-related illnesses.
This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff.
Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the October Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. From October 4th through the 8th, take advantage of great savings throughout the store, including 25% off our exceptional paint, stains, and select wall coverings. Hurry, sale ends Monday, October 8th, for painting and decorating. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The student editor of the Colorado State University newspaper will be keeping his job. CSU's Board of Student Communications meeting last night to discuss the paper's use of an obscenity in a four-word editorial about President Bush. The board ruled David McSwain did violate the paper's code of ethics, but they voted just to slap him on the wrist for it.
By definition, the September 21st editorial was an expression of opinion, which we regard as protected by the First Amendment. As editor-in-chief of the Collegian, you are ultimately responsible for publication.
Board President James Landers says it's the mildest punishment McSwain could have received. A federal investigation into the fire that killed five workers at that power plant in Georgetown this week could take months to complete. Governor Ritter was out there yesterday.
These are working men who, go to work every day and apply a trade that they have. And I think the overwhelming reaction I had is one of sadness to think that they were put in harm's way.
The feds are focusing on working conditions and safety procedures inside the plant tunnel where the workers died. And Democrat Mark Udall and Republican Bob Schaefer are in a neck-and-neck race for the seat held by retiring GOP Senator Wayne Allard. According to pollster Floyd Cerulli, Udall has 36% support, Schaefer 35%. 9% hoping somebody else will join the race, and 21% are undecided. When it comes to fundraising, though, Udall's way ahead, raising over $1 million in the third quarter. Schaefer's campaign hasn't yet released their numbers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With fresh crash activity bogging down the eastbound lanes of I-70 right near 270, we're seeing those delays back to Colorado Boulevard. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, also watch out for a crash in a bad spot right near Federal. That's where we normally see the backups, and wow, we're seeing those all the way back to Sheridan at this point. So again, that's eastbound lanes of the Turnpike. We also have pretty heavy traffic on the westbound side of the Turnpike now, also from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a mostly sunny and windy day. We'll get a high of 83. Right now, partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Join Ryland Homes this weekend from 11 to 4 for Spring Valley Ranch's first annual Fall Festival. Located on the Spring Valley Ranch Golf Course in beautiful Elizabeth,
61.
Celebrating fall with complimentary food, music, and many children's activities. Visit theartofcountryliving.com for details.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. Thank you. So will saving money on it during the October Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. From October 4th through the 8th, take advantage of great savings throughout the store, including 25% off our exceptional paint, stains, and select wall coverings. Hurry, sale ends Monday, October 8th, for painting and decorating. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's going to be windy out there, but it looks like it's going to be another really nice day. Really nice day here along the Front Range. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today is going to be 86. So a little bit of wind out there. You can stick it out there and spank Whitey, can't you, John?
I'm going down to Trinidad, Colorado to play golf tomorrow.
Yeah, you can get out there and spank Whitey. All right. Let's spank those who are on the wrong side of most issues. It's our weekly visit with the woman with the largest resume known to mankind, hauled around the nation in several tractor trailers. She does it all, including serving as editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers, talk show hosts, of which we avail ourselves of every single morning. And you can also look at it, too, at miccheckradio.org. And she also works for American Progress, and you can check them out at americanprogress.org. It's the one, it's the only, Christy Harvey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I understand you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan, and
That is so mean.
I know, but it's true.
I'm in a grade 4 depression over here right now.
Am I harshing your mellow?
You're totally harsh. I have them going all the way, Jay.
You know, maybe we should just pull up a highlight here and play it for you.
Oh yeah. Nice. You know, I wasn't watching yesterday because I, of course, had to be watching news in my job. But I had it on the radio and was listening. And I was like, oh, there was one point we were actually ahead. And then that grand slam. And I was like, you know, girl can't catch a break over here.
You're not going to get one because we're going to go all the way. And you guys are going to we're going to put you down this weekend.
Did you know I hung out with the Rockies in a bar?
You did?
I did. It was the weirdest thing. I was with this guy I'm seeing, and we were at this wine bar in Washington, very sort of she exposed brick fireplace kind of place, and they were laying out this huge spread of cheeses and pates and all of this fancy food at this table near us, and we thought, what is that? And there was no one else there. It was like a Sunday afternoon. And all of a sudden, the Colorado Rockies all came in. They just played the Nationals over at RFK Stadium, and it just wasn't their kind of place. And they had an eating contest with the pate where they bet one of the guys he wouldn't eat all of it, and it was really funny.
All right, here's something new to make your day. Check this out.
Here's Los ready, the 1-2. Swung on, hit high and deep to right field. That ball's going. It ain't coming back. A grand slam for Kaz Matsui. You talk about coming up big. Kaz Matsui hits it out to right. It's a slam, and the Rockies have the lead back here in the fourth. It's 6-3.
You're just mean. You're a mean man, Jay Marvin.
I just take after Alberto Gonzalez because, you know what? First I was for torture, then I was against it, and now it turns out that I was really for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
That really blew my mind. I was not expecting that. You know, I really thought that we knew what we were going to know about the White House march to torture, and I was shocked. I really was. You know, we already knew the previous two memos, the one that, you know, my favorite of which said it's not torture if it doesn't cause organ failure. We already knew that they took the guy who had done all of the torturous stuff with the dogs at Guantanamo and sent him over to Abu Ghraib and asked him to Gitmoize it. And that all of the abuse started right after that. And we already know that Donald Rumsfeld signed off on all this. I thought, that's it. That's the treasure trove of what we're going to find out about this White House and their torture policies. And then this came out of nowhere.
You know what? You can't. Look, this is the bottom line. Sorry if it offends some of the you who are on the other side of the aisle. But the bottom line is, you can't believe anything they tell you. Nothing they tell you. You can believe nothing.
Right.
Because they never tell the truth. Because it turns out time and time again that they lie. Now, we're going to see how deep this goes. And James Comey, who is one of their own, I mean, he essentially is the one who let it out.
Yes. He's a good guy, though. I've really come around on James Comey. He's also the same guy who told us about when Gonzalez and Andy Card stormed into the hospital room of John Ashcroft and tried to get him to sign off on some bad stuff. But, yeah, Jay, this really gets me. And the thing that really gets me the most is, yes, torture is wrong. It's morally reprehensible. We've got that. But I think what people need to realize, because some people say, oh, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to keep us safe. You know, you don't want to keep us safe, blah, blah, blah. No, the thing is, torture doesn't work.
Torture makes us
less safe because we get wrong information, and it then becomes the number one recruiting tool for the other side. So that's what really gets my goat is, yes, you know, the moral side of it, let's just put that aside for a second. I don't like that this White House is making us less safe and making it a scarier world to live in.
Yeah, I don't either. But I also don't like the idea that no matter come hell or high water, they just can't. in any way, shape, or form, they can't tell the truth about anything. 8:12. 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of not telling the truth, Rush Limbaugh. He just keeps digging himself deeper in a hole, doesn't he?
He really does. He really does. And I think that, you know, for so long, he's been able to say this vile stuff on the radio. And he's been able to say this really nasty stuff. But he finally went too far. And way too far. Because, you know, we're at a point, I think, where the stuff with the military, everyone is so emotionally caught up in this war. And so many people have had their sons and daughters killed or wounded, or there was a report that came out yesterday. The number one injury coming out for soldiers in Iraq is blindness and severe eye impairment. So you've got people with some serious, serious baggage coming home, and then you've got this yahoo talking about how if they don't agree with him, they're phony. And
oh, and he's spinning it like there's no... As a matter of fact, do we have that latest cut? Do we have that latest cut? This is from... Do we have the... Oh, I don't... Okay. He claims that... Let me give you this. Let me give you this, because I... This just kills me. Limbaugh said, I believe it was yesterday, I didn't call this guy a suicide bomber. On October 4th, Rush Limbaugh asserted that he didn't call wounded Iraqi veteran Brian McGaugh a suicide bomber on his October 2nd show, and he said he was grateful for McGaugh's service. Limbaugh said on October the 2nd, this is such a blatant use of a valiant combat veteran lying to him. Well, actually, here's what Limbaugh said, and then you draw your own inference.
Okay.
Check this out.
VoteVets.org. They describe themselves as an organization comprised of veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan campaigns who oppose current policy in Iraq. They put together a TV ad that takes aim at me. This ad's going to run on Fox News, on CNN, it's going to run on WMAL Radio in Washington, $60,000 ad buy, and it's going to run, I think, at our local West Palm Beach station down here. And there's a man identified as Brian McGaugh. It's M-C-G-O-U-G-H. Not sure how he pronounces it. McGaugh. I haven't watched the ad. He discusses his service in Iraq, the wounds he suffered there, and he says to me in this ad, until you have the guts to call me a phony soldier to my face, stop telling lies about my service. You know, this is such a blatant use of a valiant combat veteran lying to him about what I said, then strapping those lies to his belt, sending him out via the media and a TV ad to walk into as many people as he can walk into. This man will always be a hero to this country with everyone. Whoever pumped him full of these lies about what I said and embarrassed him with this ad has betrayed him. They're not hurting me. They're betraying this soldier. Now, unless he actually believes what he's saying, in which case it's just so unfortunate and sad when the truth of what I said is right out there to be learned.
That's reprehensible.
Now,
that's
when you talk about strapping, first of all, he's making the grandiose assumption that the guy is not intelligent enough to be able to decipher the truth for himself.
Right.
And that somebody, you know, used him. And, of course, you and I both know, I think the majority of the public's beginning to find out, the only people who use the troops are people like Rush Limbaugh, who pimp them on a regular basis and then basically provide nothing for them or advocate nothing for them when they come home. Second of all, the quote about, you know, this whole thing, he says, I said then strapping those lies to his belt, sending them out via the media into TV, in a TV ad to walk into as many people as he can walk into. That's the same thing as saying he's a suicide bomber.
And the only reason he didn't use the word suicide bomber is so that after he implied that this guy was, he could then step away from his own words and take no responsibility for them.
Right. Right.
Which is, if I think what Brian McGaugh said was absolutely true. You know, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have the courage to say any of this stuff and stick to it. If he's going to say and spread his filth and vile, he's got to then, you know, allow himself to be painted with it. You don't get to just put that stuff out there and then say, hey, man, wasn't me. oh, you must have misunderstood. When I said, you know, strap it to his belt and walk into a crowd of people with it, I was talking, I mean, what else could he possibly think that we would get out of that?
I don't know, but this is the game they always play. Oh, you took me out of context, you didn't understand what I said, blah, 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 blah.
And you saw that he messed with his own context.
Oh, yeah, because he edited it.
He edited the transcript of his initial comments about the phony soldiers in such a way that he could sort of say that it was taken out of context, and he got busted. They said, that's actually, you can listen right here, and here's the actual transcript. In this day and age, you can't get away with those kinds of lies like he could in the 90s and before everybody was online and able to check up on him.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
That's for not keeping up with stuff and thinking he can get away with the same smear tactics he could back during the OxyContin days.
Yeah, that's exactly true. The guy, and plus he won't let any of these folks on the air with him to debate him head on about it.
And I was of two minds. At first, I was like, you know what, just ignore him. You know, to me, you know, it's the same thing as Ann Coulter out this week talking about how women shouldn't have the right to vote. To me, it's the political pundit version of going into Hollywood and stepping out of an SUV without underpants on. You know, it's for attention. It's so everyone takes their picture and is shocked and they get to be on Olbermann and stuff like that. And this time it doesn't work. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, just ignore him and this is what he wants. He wants us to get all riled up and drive his ratings up. But then I remembered about how he is on Armed Forces Radio. And that's his audience, and that there are people who actually listen to him and think that he has something valid to say. You know, no one believes Ann Coulter anymore, but people actually still do listen to Rush. And so I thought, you know, we've got to step in right there.
See, I don't think we should ignore him. And I'll tell you something. We've been playing that game of quote-unquote elevating the conversation and ignoring these folks for 30 years. It's gotten us nowhere.
You're right.
Okay, it's the equivalent of sitting down and saying nothing during the blacklist period. Okay, those days are over with. They have maligned us. They have characterized us. They have created stereotypes. They have smeared. They have thrown mud. You know, my answer, you want to rumble? Let's rumble.
I'm with you now. I am with you.
Let's rumble.
Let's do it.
I mean, I got into a fight in the 6 or 7 o'clock hour with this guy who was trying to defend him.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. I started yelling at him. And I don't care if people think that's correct or not. I'm going to pound it to these people. That's how I feel about it.
I'm glad.
I'm not saying they can't call up and disagree with me. You want to be rational and call up and disagree with me. That's absolutely fine. But he started this thing about, well, you Democrats this. You know what? Jam it. That's what I say. Jam it. Those days are over with. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You want to get your butt pounded? Fine. We'll do the butt pounding.
I love it. That's there.
That's what I say. Okay, I got one more for you.
What do you got?
This one nobody's going to comment on. Nobody's going to say anything about it, but I'm going to talk about it and continue to keep talking about it because it's one of my pet peeves. Los Angeles Times article, FCC accused of unfairly aiding some firms. You see this one?
I saw that.
From giant phone companies to small consumer advocates, the Federal Communications Commission is supposed to treat every group equally, but congressional investigators have found some companies and trade groups have received special treatment. So here's how this works. This is the damage of this. The damage of this is that when they're about ready to take a crucial vote on something that affects you and I, be it the airwaves, cell phones, cable TV, you name it, that they're in charge of, internet services, it doesn't make any difference what it is. They've been tipping off lobbyists that they're going to do this, so the lobbyists get in there and try to change members' minds, and they get in there and lobby, while those folks who lobby, who represent consumer groups like, you know, us, who are out there trying to lobby in our favor, they don't know the vote's coming down, so they get shut out and don't get a chance. And this is not being an impartial, fair, and deliberative body, and it's corruption at its worst, and it's wrong.
It's so dirty. It is the equivalent of insider trading. And if you can send Martha Stewart to jail for it,
yeah,
I'd say you send this guy at the FCC. And the head of the FCC and a lot of the people in the top official positions of the FCC are, ta-da, big right-wingers, big Bush supporters. And so this isn't an accident, and this isn't one guy out there on his own being a maverick trying to, you know, tip off his buddies in the biz. This is a concerted effort to try and do an end run around us to make sure that the big, expensive industry types get what they paid for with all their campaign donations.
Yeah, exactly. The GAO found that the FCC generally followed its procedures. The four case studies from 2002 to 2006. Okay, this is Powell's kid, Michael, and also Kevin J. Martin, turned up breaches of confidentiality.
Right.
So they were going to these people and they were giving them the information. Now, you know, how come, well, the media is not going to report on this because the media likes this, but because they're part of these trade groups and people who get special treatment. But it's like, this is, we're talking about America. We're talking about internet. We're talking about radio, TV, telephone.
It's really dirty. And, you know, the chairman of the FCC, a guy named Kevin Martin, used to be one of the industry lobbyists.
Yeah, that's
right.
So
it's that thing we always talk about the fox and the hen house, where, you know, they took a guy who was already on the inside and then said, now you're going to be in charge of regulating these people, and you're going to be in charge of making sure that they don't overstep. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Heck of a job there, Kevin Martin.
Yeah,
you know?
Once again, there is no part of the federal government that doesn't seem to be touched by these folks' sleaze.
And it's just unfair because, you know, there's some big stuff going on with phone and cable industry. You know, the big news about how cable might go a la carte. And I'm genuinely curious about that. Is it going to be cheaper for me or not? Is it better for me or not? And now I know that I can't trust anything that the FCC's been saying about it.
That's exactly right.
Because they're in bed with the cable industry, so whatever they say, I can't believe. And that makes me angry.
Yeah, there you go. Once again, can't trust anything the government says because the people that are running it have no credibility. Okay, one last thing here. I don't know if you watch this or not, and I generally don't watch it, but I am watching it now.
America's Next Top Model?
No. Dancing with the Stars? You watch that?
I don't watch it. No.
But you know who's on there? And you're going to fall in love with him, and you have to check him out because you're going to fall in love with him.
My boyfriend, Mark Cuban?
No. Indie driver Elio Castroneves.
Oh, I do like him. He was on, they did some special about NASCAR and Indy driving. Last time I was home with my parents and we watched that. He's kind of suave.
I knew you were going to say that. Women just love him.
He's kind of sexy.
Yeah, women really like him. He's got a beautiful fiance. And then his dancing partner, she's pretty beautiful too.
So you're saying I've got no shot? Thanks, Jay. Set me up and then knock me down. What are you doing over there?
You know, that's not what I meant. I'm not harshing your mellow.
I'm pretty. Come on.
Oh, I got one more audio clip to play for you before we depart.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Runners with their leads from first and second. It's a 2-2.
See ya. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. This one is a Rockies winner in Philadelphia. The Rockies have won the first two. They're going back to Denver, one win away from closing out the Phillies and moving into the National League Championship Series.
I'll be at Coors Field holding a big sign that says,
so nasty.
Christy Harvey is wrong.
Go Phils! Phillies!
And I'll get it on TV. Why are you a Phillies fan?
I've been a Phillies fan. The very first series I followed was 1980. They beat the Astros and they beat the Kansas City Royals. I have a signed photograph of Larry Boa in my apartment. Go Phils!
You know it's not going to happen.
It's going to happen, and you are going to eat those words.
Well, what do you want to bet on it?
We're going to bet.
All right, I'll bet you right now.
I'll bet you right now.
They lose, the Phillies lose, you fly out here and do the show with me for a week.
Okay, you got it.
And if the Rockies lose, I'll come to Washington, D.C., and I'll take you to the finest restaurant in town. And I'll do all of your grunt work for a day.
All I want you to do is wear a Phillies hat.
I'll wear that
around Washington.
And I'll come to the Center for American Progress and I'll be your slave for a day.
Oh, you think it's easy to write, Mike? Check. You're on. You are on.
Okay, you're on. We'll see you next week, won't we?
Okay.
All right, we love you. See you later.
Bye.
Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, a Phillies fan, but you know, she's not gonna turn out to be on the right side of that. All right, 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to open phones until 9 o'clock, 303-713-6. Oh, we have a guest next?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Today, expecting a nice day, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 83. Looks like it'll be a lot cooler and cloudy tomorrow at 77. Under partly cloudy skies, it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or order in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
An important message for anyone with over $15,000 in college debt. Goal Financial can help reduce your current monthly student loan payments by up to 50%. Call now to see if you qualify for a new federally guaranteed consolidation loan. Goal Financial makes it easy to get a low fixed interest rate that may even be tax deductible with no fees. All over America, people are calling Goal Financial to cut their monthly college loan payments up to 50%. Now it's time you call. Call toll free 1-800-566-9320. That's 1-800-566-9320.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
And now for the bonus round. If pie is in the sky, where's cake?
A distant meadow.
Correct. If a table is not a chair...
A love seat.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent movies?
Netflix. Five movies for $5.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5x5 details.
My wife can tell you I'm a big collector. Fishing lures, rare pennies, you name it. Right now, I'm collecting nights at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn hotels. See, I earn a $50 room credit after just four nights with the Easy Choice Rewards program, so I can collect the free $50 fast. And the wife sort of likes that collecting nights doesn't take up any closet space. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 9-1 and 11:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What we're living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world a man can eat at all. With beans that big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up.
30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk to Jay Martin, along with you and Breezy at a high of 86. John, I were Detective Tommy was talking about fantasy football, and that he needed to get somebody else because of what's happened to Travis Henry, and he needed. If you haven't heard this story, the Broncos' leading running back faces a 1-year ban for marijuana use, so he had to get somebody else. So he picked up somebody else, and then John and I were talking about, and we're not turning this into a sports show, but you can't ignore sports. We were talking about playing fantasy sports, and the American Le Mans Series has got two more races to go. One of them is this weekend, and then I think there's a race later on. No, yeah, there's two more to go after this weekend. I think there's Road Atlanta and then also Laguna Seca, which ends the season. And on the American Le Mans Series website, you can play fantasy racing, American Le Mans racing. And I said, and John said, well, you know, it's a really good time. Why didn't you do it? And I said, because I got in on it too late. But next year, I am going to play a full season of fantasy ALMS. I'm definitely going to do it.
I'm going to kick up my fantasy track and field league if you want to join, Jay. Track and field?
Are you going to do track and field?
No, Abs, I'm just kidding. I've just been seeing Marion Jones on TV all morning. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, because of the because now she admits. You know what? I
was doping.
Well, I was talking to a guy here a couple of days ago. No, maybe it was last week. Who is pretty muscular, pretty well? You know, he's an athlete. He's a bicyclist, and he said to me, "Why don't they just make this stuff legal and allow athletes to do it? So let them all juice. I mean, if you don't have the talent and ability to get it done, it doesn't make any difference how many human growth hormones you take. It's not going to help you. It doesn't give you skill. Right? Or is that twisted logic?
Makes sense to me.
I mean, what do you really care whether she took it or not? What do you really care whether somebody does it in the Tour de France? What do you care whether Barry Bonds did it or not? The only thing you could say is that it's against the law and that they shouldn't be exempt. And that if we got caught taking it, that we would get busted. And plus, it sends a bad message to teenagers.
That is the main point.
Right.
That's where I agree. Is what does it teach kids that, you know, if you use these performance enhancers, maybe you can be as good as an athlete as this person is.
That's right. But you know what? We're hypocritical as a society because on one hand, we lecture these kids about performance enhancers, and then this radio station and a gazillion billion other radio stations and these race magazines racing magazines are famous for it too. You go in these automobile mags, you go in the back, and what do they have? In performance enhancers, and I'm talking about performance enhancers of your ranch eggs and piping, if you get what I'm saying. And so what is that? If you have like a 13-year-old or 14-year-old kid in the car with you and you get into this whole thing about your manhood and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? What's the difference?
Where is it acceptable to to enhance yourself performancely, you know, performance-wise?
Yeah, okay, so you know what? Maybe we'll talk about that on Monday. You agree with me, Gina, or you think I'm wrong about that? I mean, on one hand, we're telling these kids don't do it, but on the other hand, we're advertising all this stuff.
What was the question? I'm sorry. I just joined you.
You don't know either, Gina.
Oh, Gina, I love you. Okay, so it doesn't make any difference. I went off on that whole long thing, and you didn't hear it anyway, so what the hell?
I'm sorry. You're talking about the performance-enhancing
drugs? Well, yeah, I'm talking about the fact that Marion Jones has reported steroid use, that these folks keep getting caught using steroids. Why don't we just do this? Why don't we just say, okay, you know what? You want to use steroids? Go ahead and use steroids. It doesn't make any difference. Because it's not going to give you talent that you don't already have. But the problem is, it's sending the wrong message to kids about using these human growth hormones and about these performance enhancers. But then again, we sit on the radio, and not only us, but everybody. I mean, all the radio stations do it. And we advertise, you know, these baby boomers' sexual stimulants, which are performance enhancers. Okay, so what's the difference? I mean,
because
why is one acceptable and the other's
because
not?
Because they're professionals. I mean, they're getting paid for their talents.
Yeah, but it doesn't enhance your talent.
Apparently it does.
No, it enhances your
their ability. It certainly does.
But if you don't have the talent to do it, you can't do it anyway.
It's an unfair advantage.
Well, no, not if they all did it. I mean, look, if you and I took human growth hormones, we are not going to go to Coors Field and be Matsui and hit a home run, okay?
A grand slam.
A grand slam. We're not going to do that. It doesn't make any difference how strong we are. We could be as bulked up, as a gorilla, and we can't pull it off. It's not going to happen. So what's the problem? Other than the fact that it sends the wrong message to kids. And so what it ends up doing is we end up just being hypocrites.
But it's harmful as well to the individual taking them, ultimately.
Yes, it's bad. It's bad for their health. You're absolutely right about that. That's true. But how many other things do we do in society that's bad for our health?
I don't think we should encourage it, so I don't think it should be allowed.
Okay, does that include enhancement, performance enhancement with advertising male sexual potency medications on media?
No comment. I hate those, though.
Why? What a plea. You know, oh, God. And you know what? And I love the little disclaimer at the end that if you have, like, a stuck piston for 4 hours or more, that you got to go to the hospital, I'm going to walk into, like, Rose Medical and go, and the nurse is going to say, is that a water main in your pants, or are you just glad to see me? You know what I mean?
God.
I don't want any part of that. You know what?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
All right. What's traffic look like?
All right. This eastbound I-70, we had a crash near 270 a bit ago, but it's still got traffic stacked up all the way back to Colorado. Northbound I-25, fresh activity right near University. And so those delays continue really from University toward Alameda. We also had problems on the eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike. Looks like they cleared that crash at Federal, but it's still very heavy starting at about Sheridan. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, windy. We'll get a nice high of 83 right now. Partly cloudy in 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Join Ryland Homes this weekend from 11 to 4 for Spring Valley Ranch's first annual Fall Festival, located on the Spring Valley Ranch Golf Course.
Okay, I only have a couple of seconds to tell you what's on NBC tonight.
Little time, people.
Interrupting me does not help.
Sorry.
First, a new deal or no deal, and the million-dollar mission continues. Then Friday Night Lights is back.
On Friday nights?
Yes, on Friday nights.
Oh, tell them how great the show is.
That's what I'm trying to do. In the season premiere alone, there's a hookup,
yeah,
a breakup, a birth,
and a murder. There's a murder.
Yes, there's also a murder on Friday Night Lights. And the night wraps up with an all-new Las Vegas
with Tom Selleck joining the cast
starting at 8, 7 Central
on NBC.
That's it, Al.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit cc'spizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the Wraith!
No challenge they have faced.
People are gonna die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi.
Your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
The Petco Anniversary Sale, the biggest sale of the season. Virtually everything store-wide, from treats to beds to toys to all your favorite brands of pet food at incredibly low prices. Save on assorted bags of your favorite dog and cat food brands, like $7 off Hill's Science Diet, $6 off Iams, Pro Plan, and Nutromax, and $5 off Nutro Natural Choice and Royal Canin. The Petco Anniversary Sale. Save on the absolute lowest prices of the season on thousands of items at Petco, where the pets go.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh. 8:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, combative but caring. Breezy, high today, 86. And talking about a ghost in the machine, there's a ghost in the machine of the FCC, and it's the ghost of corruption. The General Accounting Office says the FCC is tipping off certain companies and trade groups to upcoming FCC votes, giving away the favored groups a heads up to get their lobbying efforts in order. This is according to the Los Angeles Times yesterday or the day before. And we're going to talk about this because nobody else, I figure nobody else is going to bring this up, but I don't mind bringing it up. Our guest is communications director at Free Press, Craig Aaron. Before joining Free Press, Aaron was an investigative reporter for Public Citizens Congress Watch, where he helped create and launch the WhiteHouseForSale.org website. Craig previously worked as the managing editor in These Times magazine. And Free Press is a national nonpartisan organization working to increase informed public participation in crucial media policy debates. Okay, Craig, good morning. Welcome to the show. You can't be surprised by this, can you? Although I was kind of shocked, and not only that, I was also sickened by this.
Well, it certainly is sickening, but, you know, this is one of these reports that here in Washington is kind of like saying the sky is blue, you know, reporting that the FCC is beholden to industry lobbyists and is giving them an advanced look at what they're going to do. You know, that's been business as usual here for far too long. You know, this GAO report has shed something of a spotlight on the process, but the fact is that media policymaking in America has been taking place behind closed doors in the public's name, but without our informed involvement and consent for a long time. The GAO report, I guess, you know, adds some official attention to this issue, but it's certainly the way the FCC has been operating.
And people would say, well, listen, you can't blame all of this on the GOP, and they're correct in that because Democrats have had to know that this is going on. Democrats have had to know that things are not right with the FCC. But the other thing is the report that they're talking about is 2002 to 2006. That covers Michael Powell and also Kevin J. Martin, and both are Republicans.
Yeah, that's right. And, the Republicans do have the majority, a 3-2 majority on the FCC right now. And, you know, one thing that the reason this report had to come out now, going all the way back to 2002, was because when the Republicans were in control of Congress, they decided they weren't going to bother with any kind of congressional oversight of what the FCC was doing. So it's now that the Democrats have come in, they have started slowly moving forward and beginning to, you know, actually, hey, let's bring these guys up to the Hill and find out what they've been up to. They are making the rules and regulations that are going to decide the future of our media. And in this report that Representative Markey requested is a step in the right direction. The question is, you know, is Congress really going to hold these guys accountable? You know, right now they are considering overhauling our nation's media ownership rules, letting a few companies swallow up even more stations in local markets across the country. They're deciding the rules that are going to shape the future of the Internet. And these are discussions that the public needs to be involved in. The public needs to have a seat at the table. And as this report that the GAO did makes crystal clear, the public isn't even being told, you know, that there is a table. You know, all these things are happening behind closed doors, giving advance warning to the industry lobbyists about what's coming down. And then the public gets, you know, alerted at the very last minute when sunshine rules go into effect and you can't even call the FCC to ask them what they're up to. So that's the way they've done it, and they've been able to get away with it because for a long time, until very recently, there was no public involvement or awareness of what was going on at the FCC. So they stopped bothering going out and asking the public what they thought about any of these decisions, which have a huge impact.
The only thing the public knows about the FCC, I maintain, is this. The FCC does not want Janet Jackson to expose her breast on TV. That they are on an obscenity kick. But I wonder now if that is a diversion to keep the public's eye off this other stuff.
I would say absolutely. I mean, you go around and ask 10 people what they know about the FCC, and you're absolutely right. They either say Janet Jackson's boobs or Howard Stern. You know, those are the things that are covered, and it's a reminder, you know, as you mentioned at the top, that, you know, the biggest media companies, the biggest outlets, aren't covering what's happening at the FCC except for these indecency issues. You know, they're not writing about the fact that right now the FCC is moving forward to change how many radio, TV stations, and newspapers one company can own in one city. They're not talking about these fundamental rules that are going to be put in place that are going to shape the future of the Internet and either keep it free and open the way it's always been or hand all the power to AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and Time Warner. Those are the kind of things that are going on at the FCC every day, and those are the decisions that the public needs to participate in. And there have been a few instances, you know, more recently, the last time the FCC tried to change the rules, the fight over network neutrality, where the public is beginning to wake up. They're starting to see that, you know, hey, these media policy issues really have a big effect. And when I don't like what I see on TV, when I want to know what happened to so much good local radio, people are starting to realize that it's those media policy decisions, these very decisions that the GAO was talking about, those are having the impact on what happens when I turn on my radio every morning or turn on the TV and the quality of journalism and news and information that I'm getting.
Yeah, I've always maintained the public knows something's wrong, but they don't know what it is, and they don't really ask any questions about it. And they ought to start asking questions about it. I mean, there's none of us here who don't use the Internet. There's none of us here who at one time or another do not use radio, even though that they may call here and say, well, listen, I don't because I do this. I mean, I have iPod and, you know, I download and blah. But that's back again to the same issue because it's the FCC and it's the Internet. And when you do get exposed to radio, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's bland, it's boring, it's not local. It used to be that you could drive into a town and find out what was going on and what the issues and concerns were, but now it's all the same everywhere. What difference does it make?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, you should be able to drive coast to coast. I mean, think about even just something as simple as music on the radio. You know, if you drove through Chicago and then went to New Orleans, went to Denver, went to California, you'd hear different local music everywhere you go. Now you can drive cross-country and hear the same 15 songs. And the fact is that people have been conditioned to think, you know, the media is just something that happens to me, and I don't have any role to play. But that's simply not the case, and I think the Internet is the perfect example of that, that we need to be affecting these changes. We need to be demanding that the public has a seat at the table. Now, the GAO report has some bad news. The good news is that the FCC has gotten so used to doing things behind closed doors, when you do organize, when you do call them, when you do demand things, it scares them. You know, when 50,000 people weigh in on an obscure FCC proceeding, they start to get very nervous that the public is waking up. When 3 million people write the FCC, like they did in 2003, the last time they changed media ownership rules, they get very, very, very nervous. And so what we need to start doing is organizing and talking about these media policy issues, just like we talk about any other issues, the environment, civil rights, you know, War and Peace, you name it. The media policies have a huge role to play here. You know, whatever your first issue is, you got to start thinking about the media as a second issue, because how the media covers your first issue is going to have a huge impact on whether we make any progress.
I've been bringing this up for a long time. A lot of people, including some legislators, look at me like I'm nuts. Like I, you know, like I'm crazy. I mean, I keep saying it over and over again. How bad, you know, here's something. The public will never find out how bad things are. They will never find out unless Congress, the House, good place to start, sits down, conducts hearings on this, and goes around to people in these various mediums, internet, radio, television, phone, and subpoenas them and compels them to come forward and talk about what's going on. Otherwise, the majority, including myself at times, we will keep our mouths shut because we do not want to end up in the unemployment line.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, it does have to come. You know, we do have to get these issues coverage by you know, playing in the way that, you know, the media does cover issues. Official hearings, you're absolutely right. It is Congress's job to have oversight here, and they shouldn't be leaving this. The big companies are able to get away with so much of this because when they go up to Congress, when they go to the FCC, they say, you know, these are complicated issues that only we can understand, the important corporate lawyers and industry lobbyists. You know, don't let it hurt your head. We'll take care of it. We'll write the legislation. I mean, you know, the 1996 Telecom Act, which did a lot to destroy local radio, the line in that act, it was a, you know, 300-400 page bill. There was one line that said we're going to get rid of local ownership caps. In that whole big bill, you know, these guys know what they're doing, and, you know, Congress needs to, you know, start using that oversight power to really hold these guys responsible and keep their eye on the ball. You know, obviously the average person can't keep track of every little thing happening at the FCC. That's why groups like Free Press exist, to hopefully be able to alert people when these opportunities are there. Because the only way, ultimately, we're going to defeat this organized money is with organized people. You know, we have to be able to mobilize people at those key moments where they can have a big impact.
Boy.
And where, when these members of Congress that you're talking about are going out on the campaign trail, they're starting to hear questions
but you can't get anybody to listen to you. This is the big thing. As much as I talk about it, I cannot get anybody to do this. I mean, I can't get anybody to step forward and say, okay, we're gonna have a hearing on this, and we're gonna, like, go around to broadcast entities and everybody else, and we're gonna compel people to come forward and talk about what's going on. I mean, you know what? Maybe I'll catch hell for even bringing this up here. Well, if that's the case, I'll go to work for you.
Okay. Good. We'll keep spot open.
All right. If people want to get involved in this, they want to know more, where do they go? Like, let's start with your website.
Yeah, they should go to freepress.net. all the information, gateways to all these important issues, and really easy ways to take action and stay involved. You can sign up. We've got more than 500,000 activists all across the country who do care about these media issues and are organizing in their communities. So
freepress.net,
a great place to start.
All right, we need to start pushing for hearings. Craig, thank you so much, man. Hope to have you on again. Let's keep following this and see where it goes.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Craig. All right, there's Craig Aaron. Now we'll go to open phones at 303-713-7600. And, you know, you got to speak up for what's right here. 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, Gina, traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with these two problems on the highway, northbound I-25 near University and eastbound I-70 near 270. So wrecks in both of those areas. We do have slow-moving traffic, especially on that eastbound side where it's pretty much gridlocked. We had a crash off the highway involving a motorcycle at Hamden and Monaco. Weather outlook today, it's going to be mostly sunny, but we're going to get some winds, high of 83. Then those clouds start to move in tonight. It'll be breezy with a low of 53, and then tomorrow looks like a mostly cloudy day, much cooler, possible chance of rain. Rain showers into the evening and a high of 77. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Major League Baseball playoffs continue on TBS. First, A-Rod and the Yankees continue their battle with the Indians. Then after being shut...
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
This is wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now... Wow, I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
8:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Most car stores do not do this. Rockies does it. You go out there, you test drive a vehicle, you don't buy, they will call you to ask you how your experience was. They are not interested in calling you to try to get you to buy a car. They are interested in finding out how your experience was because they care what you think. And I think that that says it all about Rockies. Huge selection, clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Matching down incentive, great ways to finance, and good people to deal with, like Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Ziggy. There's just so many people out there to deal with who really work hard, and that's what they're about, caring about you, because they know that repeat customers mean success. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, the internets. Or go out there and see them in person. No better place to get a vehicle. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. You can't miss them. There's a big sign out there. And go up to Tom and Marv Alshire or anybody else in Rockies and tell them that, hey, Jay Marvin was yakking about you on the radio.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder system, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this system, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This system is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I heard somebody say, "Now where's Mandela?" Well, Mandela's dead.
Children's can learn. 8:58. I shouldn't do that. It's not. You can't. I mean, why beat a dead horse about this? All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 86. Your phone calls on anything underneath the sun or moon or stars or evaporating Earth. Coming up next.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival. October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a single-stem roll.
Want a new laptop? Want to get it for free? Because you can get a brand-new name-brand laptop. You don't even pay for shipping. And to get started, you just go to freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com. How does it work? Easy. Companies used to spend a ton of money advertising their products. Well, they finally figured out that instead of wasting millions of dollars on expensive, polished ads, it's cheaper for us to give away gifts like laptops to the public.
When I heard about freelaptopreward.com, I thought, no way. But I followed the instructions, and now I'm sitting here with my new laptop.
I got a brand new laptop. All I did was register with freelaptopreward.com and buy and try stuff I already needed.
I thought this was a joke. Until my laptop showed up.
To earn your free laptop, go to freelaptopreward.com and get yours with the completion of all paid program requirements. Laptops limited to one per household. Go to freelaptopreward.com. Freelaptopreward.com. That's freelaptopreward.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The president makes no apologies for the way U.S. agents get information from terrorism suspects. CBS News correspondent Mark Nola reports from the White House.
While declaring the U.S. government does not engage in torture, President Bush staunchly defended CIA interrogations of those he called extremists and terrorists.
The American people expect their government to take action to protect them from further attack. And that's exactly what this government is doing. And that's exactly what we'll continue to do.
In a statement to reporters in the Oval Office, Mr. Bush said the interrogations have produced information that has helped to protect the American people, though he offered no specifics. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
So there were more jobs created last month, but the Labor Department says the 110,000 added to the payrolls couldn't prevent the rise in the unemployment rate to its highest level in a year. Economist David Weiss says current job growth isn't bad, but...
I expect to see continued job gains in the 100,000 range, but you need about 125,000 to 150,000 jobs a month to hold the unemployment rate constant.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's blasted the military regime in Myanmar. He says the bloody crackdown against anti-government demonstrators is abhorrent and unacceptable. Today, the top U.S. diplomat in Burma met with a ruling junta. She was expected to express Washington's anger over the regime's tactics. Triple Olympic gold medal winner Marion Jones has a date in a suburban New York federal court this afternoon. She's expected to plead guilty to charges of using steroids. And her admissions, after years of adamantly denying it, could cost her dearly. Olympic historian David Walachinsky thinks she should be forced to relinquish her medals.
If they just say, oh, well, it's too late now to change the medals, then that sends a message to future athletes that if you can just stall getting caught, you may get in trouble down the line, but you'll still be an Olympic champion.
You see a lot of different ads on Craigslist, but probably not any like the one posted by the family of 67-year-old Daniel Flood of Pleasantville, New York. He's on a 5-year waiting list for a kidney, but he says he'll never make it, and so his family is asking for help in finding one for him.
You never realize how much people care about you until you start seeing the effort that is put forward.
Well, the ads have generated some response, Flood's daughter says, but so far not the required blood type match. And scammers have found a new way to extort money. Harry Whitworth of Ocean County, New Jersey, got an email this week from a man who said that if he and his wife Carol paid the sender $8,000, then he would cancel the contract on their lives.
The person said that they felt very bad for us and that they were contacting us to let us know that someone had hired them as a hitman.
Local authorities say the case remains under investigation. Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 51 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 20. This is CBS News.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coop from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need and nothing you don't.
Great. But what's with 4 million people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coop, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Welcome to Staples.
Ahoy there, matey. I'm setting sail today, and I'd be needing some business cards right quick.
We can do that right here. You'll even get 100 free. Oh. But you're a pirate.
Aye, but I'm a pretty darn good web developer to boot.
Well, looking professional is important.
Can I get me logo on them?
Of course. Let me guess. Skull and crossbones?
Stop by any Staples and get 100 business cards free when you order 100 or more. We print them right in the store while you wait.
Yar, 100 free business cards. Tis a sweet deal.
Staples. That was easy.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The board that oversees Colorado State University's student newspaper has admonished its editor for publishing an obscenity in a four-word editorial about President Bush.
The editorial has caused harm to the collegian, student media, and the university community. It is our judgment that your decision was unethical and unprofessional.
But Board President James Lander says David McSwain will be allowed to keep his job, even though the board found he violated the paper's code of ethics. New poll shows Democrat Mark Udall and Republican Bob Schaefer in a close race for the seat held by retiring GOP Senator Wayne Allard. Pollster Floyd Cerulli says Udall has 36% of voter support, Schaefer 35%. 9% are hoping somebody else will join the race, 21% still undecided. And host committee officials for the 2008 Democratic National Convention are hoping to have $15 million raised for that event by the middle of December. The committee says that fundraising for the Democratic Convention in Denver is ahead of schedule compared with where Boston and L.A. were for their conventions at this time. And the Rockies own a 2-0 lead in the NL Division Series after beating Philadelphia 10-5 yesterday. Next game tomorrow night at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. I'm looking pretty good now across the metro area. Just have this one crash still holding up traffic. Eastbound I-70 between Colorado and 270. So that's the one spot you might want to avoid. Otherwise, northbound I-25, busy definitely between Yale and Alameda. Same for that pocket, southbound I-25 downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect it to be mostly sunny. We'll get some winds with a high of 83 tonight.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
That means fine. You want to fight? Good. I like that. You want to get aggressive? Fine. Good. I like that. You want to have a laugh? Good. I like that. You want to fool around? Good. I like that. I'm up for whatever's going on. And we only played one Grateful Dead thing today, so we got to do one more before we get out of here. We also got to play some Neil Young for my man Tiger Dave, but John and I do not agree on what our favorite Neil Young song is. I mean, I have mine, he has his. And did Tiger Dave, indicate any kind of a preference? Did he say what kind of song you liked? And don't say that he said, you know, to try to get played what you want.
Oh, come on. You're going to accuse me of that?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Now, he said he wanted to go listen to some Neil Young, Walk On, or something off On the Beach, which is probably Neil Young's greatest album, in my opinion, anyway, On the Beach.
I love Cinnamon Girl, Down by the River.
Those were not on the Beach.
No, I know that. I understand that. I'm totally with that. I get that. But I really love those two songs.
Here, you write down the three songs you want me to play the rest of this hour.
Well, why don't we play all three of those? Why don't we play Walk On, why don't we play Cinnamon Girl, and why don't we play Down by the River?
Okay.
All three of them. And then...
I don't know if we have Neil Young's Walk On. I doubt it.
All right, we'll see it. And then we'll see if we do. And then we'll end the whole thing... Or somewhere before 10 o'clock, we'll get on some Grateful Dead.
Sounds good.
Okay?
You're on.
All right. That's the only fair way to do things, I think. Throw them all on there. All right. Let's go to the phones. And we go to Ann in Centennial. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Yes, ma'am.
S-CHIP program. I called you on Tuesday because I had a question about how they were coming up with the $80,000 a year.
They're using New York figures.
Right. And what the listeners need to understand is that poverty level, and maybe you already explained it to your listeners, but poverty level is not figured on a national basis. It's figured state by state.
No, that's true.
And Colorado is around $20,000 a year. So families of four making $40,000 to $43,000 a year could qualify for the S-CHIP program, where in New York City, it's $40,000 a year, and that's where they're coming up with this $80,000 that you can collect. And, of course, it's deceiving. And you see it all over the place. I heard Mike Rosen saying it the other day. George Will put it on his op-ed. So the listeners just need to have that ammunition when they're talking to a conservative and they throw that number out of $80,000 to $90,000 a year. But the good news is that 70% of the American public supports the S-CHIP program and the expansion of it. So,
well, yeah, it's this stuff that's going on is no longer – this is no longer a partisan issue. This is an issue where it enjoys broad public support, and these folks like George W. Bush, like Marilyn Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, Tom Tancredo, they're on the wrong side of the issue.
Well, they only care about themselves. I mean, that's my...
Well, they're on the wrong side. They're on the wrong side of the issue. And you're exactly. Always going to get a few people out there who are going to believe the things that they're told. They're going to believe the distortions that they're told. They're going to go along with that. My challenge to them is this. If you think S-CHIP is bad, if you don't agree with S-CHIP, if you don't like the idea of S-CHIP, then please tell us what your solution is to children not having health care in the United States of America. What's your solution to this?
Exactly.
I mean,
they don't have one.
Yeah, just don't tell us what you don't like. Tell us how you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never hear them say anything about that. I never hear them talk about it. And this idea that you can just go to the emergency room is ridiculous. And you know what? How many times do people call here? How many times they write newspapers? How many times do they call the other radio stations in town and yell and bitch about illegal immigrants and about people going to emergency rooms and running up health care and the costs involved in that? Well, you want to run up health care? Fine. So next time a child has the measles or a child has a bad cold or a child has, you know, the makings of strep throat or whatever the thing may be, yeah, let them go to the emergency room because that just runs up the cost even more.
What's the most expensive form of health care?
Right. So tell us what you intend. You know, it's like these folks who rant and rave against fixing the health care system. Okay. I understand that. So then tell me what you intend to do about the problem. That good quality health care is on a rapid rate moving out beyond the hands of middle class, lower middle class Americans in this country. What do you intend to do about it? And you don't get, you know, you get these ridiculously stupid answers like Rudy Giuliani's, which is like, well, let the free market take care of it. Well, yeah, but the free market's not going to do what it needs to do to take care of it. So what are we going to do? And then you got to ask yourself this. Is denying people health care, is not caring about people's health care needs, is that moral? Now, is there any preacher, pastor, imam, rabbi in this country or in Colorado or in this community that would come forward, get on the pulpit on Sunday, Saturday, and of course right now Ramadan's going on for our Islamic friends, would they get up there and would they advocate that people should not have health care because they can't afford to pay for it and that we should just allow them, we should just kick them to the curb and allow them to suffer?
Well, you know, I had a conversation, a debate with a person that shares that, a conservative, I guess, and his bottom line answer was, well, I can provide health care for my children, so everybody else should be able to do it.
But that's not always true.
Well, of course not, but that was his attitude. His attitude was, I did it, I made it, so therefore, he didn't use those words, but he doesn't really care about anybody else.
Well, all right, I'm asking if that's a moral position to be in, and number two, I'd ask him, when was the last time in this society we intentionally let somebody die? Well, we didn't. And what ends up happening is in a lot of states, they have an indigent fund. And so people who can't afford it, people who get catastrophic illnesses, it comes out of the indigent fund. Now, who puts the money in there? We do, the taxpayers.
Right.
So there's no way you're ever going to escape your responsibility to society. But the thing is, we've been taught by both Democrats and Republicans, we've been taught by people in public life that we can all fly for free, that there's no commitment that has to be made. And I'm not saying that you have to go out and be Mother Teresa. I'm not saying that you have to go out and be, you know, Martin Luther King. I'm not saying you got to go out and be like that. But what I am saying is you want to live here. You want to take pride in your country. You want to love your country. You want to be part of this society. There's no free lunch anyplace, and you have to pay the dues to be included. And part of the dues are a public responsibility to the community that you live in. And if you're not willing to pay those through taxes and other things, then I suggest you move offshore somewhere, I guess, where you can live without having to pay that stuff. But, I mean,
you just can't have it
for free.
No, I agree with you 1,000%, but you know, my point was with this one conservative I was talking to is that they don't share that. They just feel like everything that they make is entitled to go back into their pocket and that they don't have a responsibility for society or creating safety nets for people. Or,
well, I would ask them.
Or, you know, considering that some people are handed lemons, you know?
Well, I would ask them. I mean, I've had this conversation with conservatives before. I would ask them and I'll ask them again. And, you know, you ask them again. Okay, fine. if what you're advocating is true, can you show me any country in the world that has a wide gap between the haves and have-nots that has any kind of domestic tranquility? Are there any out there? And the answer is no. And people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and others realized that unless you level off the playing field to a certain degree, and unless you meet your obligations to a certain degree, that you're going to have tremendous, tremendous, tremendous domestic unrest. And I don't think we want that here. Plus, if 85% of this country is Christian, and if most people answer in surveys, regardless of their religion, that they believe in God, what is the Bible? What is the Bible? What does the Old or New Testament tell you about this?
Take care of the least, right?
Well, what comes into play here? So do we just blow that out and we just don't care about it?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you get this point. Okay, I hear what you're saying about you don't care about anybody else, and you don't want to take care of anybody else, and you don't want to contribute, and I understand all of that. But let me ask you something. How did you get to the restaurant tonight that we're having dinner at? How did you, who keeps your neighborhoods safe? Well, you got there because you drove on the roads, which are publicly financed. Your neighborhood is safe because the fire and police are there. And why are you advocating that you don't, how are you saying that you don't believe in this? And then you're freeloading. You're being hypocritical. And what you're doing is you're using all of these services because you just think that they spout up out of the ground and grow up and boom, they're here. No, we got to pay for them. Now, nobody is in favor of throwing money out the window. Nobody's in favor of wasting money.
Right.
That's not what we're advocating. We're advocating putting in the smartest, most capable managers of the public trust. That's what we're talking about doing.
It's about doing the right thing. It's just about doing the right thing.
It is about doing the right thing, and we're not going to get anything for free. There's nothing for free here. I mean, if there were things for free, the first thing I'd ask for, okay, is free gasoline. Because I love cars.
Right.
But I'm not going to get it. I have to pay for it. And we have to pay for everything. And that's the way it is, and that's the laws out there. And to try to skirt the laws are absolutely ridiculous. And I love you. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, you got it. Thanks. See you.
Bye.
It's true. Right, left, or in the middle, I don't care where you are politically. What difference does it make? I mean, can we agree on this? Can we agree on this common basis that we have to have some human decency here? I'm not saying you have to associate with everybody out there. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, feel empathy or cry or feel bad about everybody's situation. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. It's not the case I'm making. The case I'm making is this. That if you have any degree of sense of right or wrong, you don't let kids not get health care. You don't say to people who have catastrophic illnesses, fine, suffer. Of reasons here. One, it's immoral. And two, it's bad public health policy. Then I got to ask yourself, these folks who spout all this stuff, do you think that back when we had polio in this country, do you think that they would have not been in favor of inoculation of kids? 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tiger Dave, stand by, brother. We're rolling.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh, loser.
It seems Frankie was too good for dial-up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-221-5756.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness in bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
Patient.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Most valued emailer, Tiger Day, 925, 25 minutes after 9. Breezy high today, 86. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. Hope you're getting ready to have a good weekend. For me, this is another chance for Grand Prix. I think they've only got like one more race to go after this one. And I believe this one's the Brazilian Grand Prix. No, it's the Chinese, I'm sorry. And then the Brazilian. So I'm going to watch that and go Felipe Massa. And then also American Le Mans Series races this weekend, too. Go Darren Law. So we'll check that out. I'm going to check that out. And maybe get a chance to ride my bike tomorrow, too. Which is a big mistake that I made, and I've been living it down. I've been apologizing ever since doing it about picking on bike riders. And now I am just so stoked. I mean, that's a real California, like, old age surf term. But I am. I love riding my bike. Really have a good time. And now I'm physically able to do it And the last time I rode for probably 35, 40 minutes and then worked out for an hour. And the time before that, I rode for an hour and a half. And, of course, the weather's going to change. But look at it outside. 86 today. And tomorrow, it's going to be 75. There is a chance of some isolated thunderstorms, but it's good biking weather. Get out there and have a good time. Let's go to Pete in Thornton. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing good. Get out on your bike, man.
I am. I'm going to be doing it tomorrow.
Right on. I'll be out there somewhere with you if I can get the time. I wanted to call up and talk about S-Chip. And I called Musgrave's office this morning. Not that I really expect a big positive result from that, but I think if we and her constituency can call her up and say, hey, you know, this is the will of the people. This is what we want you to do. This is what we need you to do. You know, override this veto and get this bill through.
Yeah, I think it's, you know what, I think it's absolutely imperative that everybody call their Congress people, let everybody get out and do it. Everybody should do it. And don't look for anything back, but just realize that the more people that bring up more issues and make them aware, look, she's going to have to run for re-election. So make her sweat.
Yep. Yep. So everybody who's listening, get on out there and, you know, fax her, call her, email her. You know, here's somebody who counts herself as a Christian. And, you know, this is the right thing to do for the children of this state, for the children of this country. And, you know, I think you made a great point earlier in terms of, like, you know, if people end up going to emergency rooms and start putting this all on Medicaid, then they go, oh, look how out of control Medicaid is. And, you know, it's a shell game.
Well, in the end, as I said in the previous caller, there's no free lunch. There's no way to get around it. You got to pay, and we have to figure out a way to be able to ensure that children and that the uninsured have medical care, because in the end, it's not only moral, but it's good public health policy.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And I wonder if some of these same people who are ranting and raving against this, I wonder in the time of polio if they would have said, no, I don't want to fund any public inoculation of children.
You know, one of my dad's friends growing up in a wheelchair, set arms like tree trunks, but you know, he had polio, and you know, thank God that was something that we actually got motivated to tackle and got on top of. And you know, right now it's the current health crisis isn't any one particular disease. It's, you know, just making sure that people have access to it, like regular folks. I mean, you know,
well, suppose we spend
health care for the rich.
Suppose we spend a third of what we spend on Iraq fighting cancer.
Don't get me started, man.
Well, there you go. Pete, thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay,
see
you. Bye. You bet. I'm going to do it. I'll be out there on my bike. Yeah, suppose we spent that money on cancer research. What about that? You know, the race for the cure is coming up, right? Okay. How about if we didn't have to have any more races for the cure? How about if the President of the United States stood up and said, far too many Americans are dying from cancer, both adults and children. I pledge to you that as long as I'm in office, we are going to diligently work to eradicate cancer. We are going to knock it out. And I'll put the resources towards doing it. Anybody know anybody who's died of cancer? I do. Painful. What about it? Now, who would be against that? But we can't do it because we're monetarily stretched. And we're spending money on all of the wrong things. All of the wrong things. What good does anything do us if we have an unpopular, an unhealthy population? It just doesn't do us any good. What good does it do us? It doesn't do us any good at all. These debates about all of this stuff is useless as long as you've got sick people. And I'm also interested in issuing the challenge to the James Dobsons of the world, to the Tony Perkins of the world, to anybody I don't care what your religious faith is. Anybody who believes in God, anybody who accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior, anybody who believes in Allah and Muhammad, who's the messenger of God, of Allah, anybody who believes in any of that, and you know I struggle because I don't know that necessarily there's a God, but I issue the challenge. Please show me where it's moral to go to a 10-year-old child, an 18-year-old adult. Well, 18 is really a kid in my eyes, but a 25-year-old adult, a 30-year-old adult, a 14-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, and say, here's the deal. You don't have the money. Your family doesn't have the money. Then here's the answer. You don't get any health care. You can go to the emergency room. That's what you get. That's your answer. Now, do we have any Christian evangelicals out there in the audience? Do we have any Christian evangelicals? And when I'm talking about Christian evangelicals, I'm talking about authoritarian Christian evangelicals. Are there anybody in there in Colorado Springs? Is there anybody in Black Forest? Is there anybody here, anywhere, who consider themselves to be that and you're eavesdropping on the show for whatever the reason is, or you stumbled on it? I'd like to get an opinion from you. I'd like you to call me at 303-713-7600, and I'd like you to tell me. Where in the Bible, what church do you go to? Who's advocating that we deny 10-year-old children health care? And I'm not saying it has to be my way or the highway. If you don't like the S-CHIP program, fine, come up with a suitable alternative. But where does it say that you deny people, 10-year-old kids, health care? Where does it say that you deny a 25-year-old health care? Where does it say you deny a 35-year-old health care? Where does it say that you deny a 68-year-old health care? Where does it say that? Who preaches that? I want to know who's making that case. I want to know where this is coming from on a moral, religious platform. Are they making, who's making, is Dobson, who's making this case? I don't want to fight with you. Of course I will if you want to, because I like it. But I really just want to get an answer. Is there anybody out there who's willing to meet that challenge and willing to explain it to me in biblical or religious terms? Any Catholic, any conservative Catholics out there? Any Opus Dei members? Please call me and explain to me how it's moral and how it works. And please cite me the scriptures to back up what you're saying. Because if nobody's advocating it, then I can only conclude one thing. I can only conclude that what you're really doing here is, regardless of what your political party is, regardless of what your orientation is, and I'm so sick and tired about talking about orientation and political parties, but whatever it is, whatever it may be, I can only assume that what you're doing here, okay, is you're being selfish, self-centered, and immoral. And if you can sit there and say to a suffering 10-year-old boy or girl, you don't get any health care because your parents do not have the income that I have, and I don't care about you, then you got two things going here. Number one, good luck if you can pull that off, because my challenge is you have to face them face to face and tell them. And number two, you don't have any right to call this talk station or any other talk station and gripe about the shape of society. Because you're helping to put society in that position. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Really nothing right now that's going to get in your way, so we're looking good all across the Front Range. Southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear, usual slow pocket for this time of the morning. And we have some construction cone zones that'll start up, including the one on I-70 at E-470, so just watch out for that today. Weather outlook will be mostly sunny and windy. We'll get a high of 83, then those clouds move in tonight, low of 53. Cloudy and much cooler with a possible chance of showers tomorrow, only a high of 77 tomorrow, and then right now, under partly cloudy skies, it's 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion. And
from Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Okay, I only have a couple of seconds to tell you what's on NBC tonight.
Little time, people.
Interrupting me does not help.
Sorry.
First, a new Deal or No Deal and the Million Dollar Mission continues. Then Friday Night Lights is back.
On Friday nights?
Yes, on Friday nights.
Oh, tell them how great the show is.
That's what I'm trying to do. In the season premiere alone, there's a hookup,
yeah,
a breakup, a birth,
and a murder. There's a murder.
Yes, there's also a murder on Friday Night Lights. And the night wraps up with an all-new Las Vegas
with Tom Selleck joining the cast.
Starting at 8, 7 Central.
On NBC.
That's it, Al.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
ERES-energy.org.
Get to AutoZone, tune up your car, and save up to 30% on gas. Replace worn-out spark plugs and change your air and fuel filters. Head to AutoZone for other gas-saving tips. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone today.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Neil Young, breezy high of 86, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, and Cinnamon Girl. You know, do you remember when you were in high school, did you ever have certain songs that reminded you of certain people? That song always reminds me of this girl named Marilyn. I swear to you, I cannot remember her last name. She was like the student body president or something, and she was cute. And I always wanted to go out on a date with her, but she'd never go out on a date with me. And the reason being is that she was a straight-A student, clean and cute and all of that, but she would never go out with me because I was considered to be a rebellious rebel thug and gangster. No, troublemaker. And she would never go out with me. So that always reminds me of her. Here's an email at am760.net. It's from Marge. From Marge. Hi, Jay. Well, I heard you make the bet with Chrissy Harvey about my Phillies. Okay, how about if the Phillies lose, I will bring cheesesteaks to your entire staff. If they win, you have to visit my shop, and I'll make you something special that you can eat for your bypass surgery. Love you. You're fabulous. Hey, how do I run for Congress against Marilyn Musgrave? Do I have to move to Fort Morgan? How about the senator? I got to tell you, I just knew when Bush won we were in trouble. I never voted for him. Always one Democrat, liberal, U.S. veteran. P.S., Rush Limbaugh is a yellow-belly coward. Hey, Marge, if you just send us the address to your place, we'll show up anyway. We don't have to make a bet, but I'll make a bet with you, but we'll just show up to your place anyway. And you can make me something that's acceptable, 75% protein, 25% complex carbohydrates, and Turk and I will just show up one day after work. We'll come out and see you.
And you'd be betting with a two-game lead, Jay, so, you know, you really got a hands up here. Or leg up, I should say. Gosh.
Yeah.
Make the bet. You'd be a sucker not to. And I love cheesesteaks.
Yeah, that's why you want me to make the bet. Okay, I'll make the bet with you, Marge.
Throw me a tasty cake, though, too, Marge, if you carry him.
Yeah, tasty cake. So please email John Turk back, and we'll make the arrangements. Plus, on top of that, I have no problem with this. I'll give your shop a plug anyway. And maybe what we can do is maybe we can organize an planned listener event, which I've wanted to do for a long, long time, where there's no pressure to have turnout. And there's no interference from management, and all we do is we just pick some spot. And Marge's shop sounds pretty good, and we just show up and hang out for a couple hours. Eat lunch. Contribute to local business, which everybody should do. And have fellowship. What about that? Fellowship sounds sexist, doesn't it? Because it sounds male. Have humanship. And John Turk will even come along. For those of you that have never seen John Turk, because we have no picture of him on the website, which we need to get at am760.net. And Turk would show up so you can meet him. And we could hang out and we could discuss everything. Politics, music, sports. Anything you want to talk about, we could do it. Does that sound like a really good idea?
Sounds great to me.
Yeah. And I figure with this show, we'd probably get 7 people, which would be about right. That'd be just nice and intimate. And I even get Mary to come along, too. You should get Stacy. As a matter of fact, you should get Stacy and the kids so listeners can meet your family.
That'd be nuts.
Why? What'd be wrong with that? I think it'd be a great idea. Well, why wouldn't you go for that?
No, I'd go for it. It'd have to be after 4 o'clock, though.
Oh, come on, man. We can't do it after 4 o'clock. What do you mean?
Well, if you do it on a weekend, I'm in. But I don't pick up my daughter from school until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we do it on... Well, I would say we do it on a Saturday afternoon, like, say, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. No, I'd do it. I'd bring the family down.
And we
can
all
see the zoo that is my house.
And we can all go hang out. You know, you and I have worked together over 2.5 years. I have never been to your house.
I've never been to yours either. Real nice.
Well, you want to come over? I mean, you wouldn't like it. I mean, you wouldn't like it.
You want to have a play date?
Well, you wouldn't like it because
I've never seen your dogs.
You don't even like you don't like motorsports. So I'd be sitting there watching motorsports, and you get mad because you want to watch something else. You want to go to Classic ESPN2 and watch some baseball game from 1968.
Hey, what's wrong with ESPN Classic?
I love ESPN Classic because that's where Champ Car is. Go Justin Wilson.
No, I think we've tried to have dinner together a few times.
Yeah,
it just hasn't worked out, man. You go to bed at 7, I go to bed at 10. We got different schedules.
I went to bed last night at 8. and didn't get any sleep, so I was up. Well, we'll have to work that out. You know, either that or here's what we got to do. We got to throw a non-denominational party, which means it could be Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa all rolled into one. At some local place, maybe Marge's or someplace, where we could all get together and have holiday festivities. Because, I don't know about you, well, you go, I don't go. John always goes to the company Christmas party. I never go to the company Christmas party. I don't like company Christmas parties. I can't stand them. I hate them. And it's not because I'm a Scrooge. I don't like them because inevitably there's always one or two or three or four or how many ever employees who go to these things and they drink too much.
And get a hold of a microphone.
Yes. Or they pester you. I really love you. I like you a lot. You really... And they breathe all over you. And it's like, oh, God, spare me. And then you have to be politically correct. Okay, you have to be politically correct. Think about this, because the boss is there. All the bosses are there. And you don't want to say anything that you have to go home and go, oh, my God, did I say something bad? Did I say something terrible? Is my job in jeopardy? Did I make a mistake? Did I make a fool out of myself? Whatever, whatever. And I have been to some Christmas parties in my younger years where people have really gone overboard to make idiots out of themselves, including the following examples of, number one, okay, upchucking on the general manager's shoes. Getting up in the middle of dinner and throwing food. Making impolite comments about other employees, and those employees are overhearing it. Fist fights in the parking lot. People passed out in their mashed potatoes. Drug smoking in the bathroom. Playing grab. I can't say that word. Can I say that word, John, on the air? Playing grab you know what underneath the table, and finally, with people of the opposite sex while wearing a wedding ring, and finally, here's the worst one of all, listening to god-awful speeches about what a wonderful year we've had and about how great employees are, looking around the room while the speech is being given, knowing damn well that there's somebody there who is not, or several people, who will not be at the next year's Christmas party because they will have gotten blown out. I don't want to do that anymore. Now, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. And when I'm in those situations, I keep my mouth shut. But think how many don't. And I'm sure there's a lot of you who could call me and tell me stories about Christmas parties that you've gone to. And these people have carried on, and you've had to sit through it. I refuse to do it. I just hate going. So that makes me ask John real quickly, what about last year's Christmas party? Did anybody make a jerk out of themselves? Get drunk and make an idiot out of themselves? Don't name names, just say yes or no.
Yes, me. I made an idiot of myself.
Why? What'd you do?
I spilled wine all over the front of my suit.
But
I wasn't a drunk idiot. No, I just spilled my wine.
But nobody here came up to me and said, boy, you know what, you work with that guy, boy, you better rein him in, man. He went to the Christmas party, and, I mean, nothing will beat the year that I was working, and I believe it was in San Francisco. I'm not sure if it was San Francisco or Charlotte, North Carolina, where the afternoon news guy gets up to receive an award for being an exemplary employee, and he upchucks on the general manager's shoes.
Nice.
I mean, just...
What? You should have come to this last one, Jay, because actually somebody made a crack at one of our fellows across the hall that you really, really would have enjoyed. It was it was a classic Clear Channel moment. It really, really was.
No, I'll stay out of it. All right. All right, 9:51, 51 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And here's a man who's received many awards. This guy has been touted from coast to coast. And he never makes a jerk out of himself at the Christmas party, unless you count taking the hors d'oeuvres and putting them in your suit pocket. Ricardo Morgan with traffic.
Hey, should have a pretty easy time getting around town right now. Things are looking pretty good on the highways, even picking up a little bit of speed there on that southbound stretch of I-25 heading down from I-70. No backups through the bridges, pretty good drive south of town. Head down to Castle Rock onto Colorado Springs, and heading up north through Thornton and North Glen, all the way up into Fort Collins. You're going to have a pretty good drive on I-25. Decent speeds on I-70 on either side of town, 225, looking great across Aurora from I-70 all the way down to I-25. And no worries getting yourself to and from Boulder on the turnpike. Weather forecast, looking good there too, partly sunny. A little bit breezy again. Highs into the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight. Low 53. And some changes on the way for the weekend. Cloudy, chance of rain showers tomorrow. Highs in the 70s. 50s on Sunday. Right now it's 68 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled on...
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, poof, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Out of the airport with Viagra or something?
Yeah.
Does Viagra work? Why don't you just pull your pants down and show your fat half-moons to the world on the golf course and just be fully embarrassed? What a huckleberry. Yeah. Fine. Okay. Viagra. Didn't you love that Viagra commercial where he's washing the car? Have you seen that one?
Yeah, and the girl comes up and starts hugging on him.
She walks out, she starts getting all sexy, and then they get in the whole thing, and then the garden hose is a metaphor for, you know what I'm saying, and they're doing the whole, I mean, I love that commercial. Listen, if you don't like your car and you can't stand it and you need to get something else, but it's like the same old story, it's an economic struggle and you just don't know if you can get it done or not, here's the key. You got to go to somebody you can trust. You got to go to somebody who'll treat you right, and you got to go to somebody where you can get some good prices. And the place to get all of that done is Rocky's Autos. The selection is huge. I've told you that before. They have got tons of cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. All previously owned, late model, just in great shape. You'd be surprised at some of the mileage in some of these. And here's the basic deal. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, you get a depreciation. You go to Rockies, you don't get that. You let somebody else suffer it, and you pick up the savings. Numerous ways to finance, matching down incentive. Great folks to deal with. Tom and Marvin Al Shear. The list runs on of all my friends out there. And I am talking Spanky and Elizabeth, Izzy. And Colby, I am talking about you guys, and Roger, too. It's just a great place. Family-owned and operated since 1982. How have they been around this long? Because repeat customers. People go back time and time again. Why do they go back time and time again? Because they get treated right. That's why. And Mary and I are perfect examples of that. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You come a little bit late, though, they're not going to rush out, kick you out, shut the door, and say goodbye. What they're going to do is they're going to take care of you. Because that's what they're about. Because they know that you're going to come back and you're going to tell five of your friends and they're going to go and they're going to come back. Get to Rockies this weekend. You want a different vehicle? You want something new? You need something? Rockies has got it all. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com.
Okay, I only have a couple of seconds to tell you what's on NBC tonight.
Little time, people.
Interrupting me does not help.
Sorry.
First, a new Deal or No Deal and the Million Dollar Mission continues. Then Friday Night Lights is back.
On Friday nights?
Yes, on Friday nights.
Oh, tell them how great the show is.
That's what I'm trying to do. In the season premiere alone, there's a hookup.
Yeah.
A breakup, a birth.
And a murder. There's a murder.
Yes, there's also a murder on Friday Night Lights. And the night wraps up with an all-new Las Vegas.
With Tom Selleck joining the cast.
Starting at 8, 7 Central.
On NBC.
That's it. Ow.
The Petco Anniversary Sale. The biggest sale of the season. Virtually everything store-wide. From treats to beds to toys to all your favorite brands of pet food at incredibly low prices. Save on assorted bags of your favorite dog and cat food brands. Like $7 off Hill's Science Diet. $6 off Iams, Pro Plan, and Nutromax. And $5 off Nutro Natural Choice and Royal Canin. The Petco Anniversary Sale. Save on the absolute lowest prices of the season on thousands of items. At Petco. Where the pets go.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and Tom Hartman is right around the corner. And I just appreciate you being here. I'm getting a lot of emails here about when I was talking about healthcare. I'm getting a lot of emails about this. And, you know, there's state programs, there's federal programs, they're all mixed together. The thing is that instead of bashing everybody's ideas, then what we need to do is we need to get together and we need to work this out, basically. We really need to work it out. That's basically where it stands. All right. Last email here from Gary, who says, "Hey, Jay, it's time to get Rush off Armed Services Radio. Bush vetoed children's health care because big insurance doesn't want anything that rings of universal health care in the USA." Gary in Boulder. Thank you, Gary. Rush Limbaugh, liar, distorter, and you know what? Enough's enough. Stand up!
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-